in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. To AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Mulligano. Hours after students were supposed to go home, a Florida school is in lockdown. Sheriff's deputies are fanning out. A manhunt is underway for a shooter who's already taken down two Polk County sheriff's deputies and a police dog. Reporter Evan Brown says it started in Lakeland, Florida, with a routine traffic stop.
Deputies from Polk County pulled over a man who was speeding. The man produced false identification. At that point, the man took off and ran into the woods. Deputies pursued him, getting some help from other deputies. That's when the man opened fire and shot two of the deputies. One of them was pronounced dead a few hours later.
And the manhunt around Lakeland, Florida, where the sun is going down and the infrared is coming out, goes on. On Capitol Hill, the Senate is expected to echo the House and approve new rules for interrogating terror suspects, with President Bush showing up to nudge it along today.
I urge them to get this legislation to my desk as soon as possible.
The Senate has already removed from the bill a section that would have permitted suspects the opportunity to go to court and challenge their imprisonment. Republicans will cry foul too close to the midterm election, but CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv says a new book critical of the handling of the war in Iraq is about to hit the bookstores.
In his new book on how President Bush has been handling the war, Bob Woodward of the Washington Post says the public is not being told the full truth.
The assessment by the intelligence experts is that next year is going to get worse. And in public, you have the president and you have the Pentagon saying, oh, no. Things are going to get better.
On 60 Minutes this coming Sunday, Woodward, whose publisher is part of CBS, reports Henry Kissinger, Nixon's Secretary of State, is a regular visitor to the White House, telling Mr. Bush the only exit strategy is victory. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
It was intended to showcase U.S. rebuilding efforts in Iraq, but instead a Capitol Hill hearing today was told Baghdad's new police academy has been declared a health hazard by U.S. Inspector Stuart Bowen.
They didn't have fittings. They just cut pipes, cemented them together, and then finished the floor. And, of course, they burst.
Bowen says they found human waste dripping from the ceilings. The Baghdad Police College was held up as an example of how the $21 billion U.S. reconstruction plan for Iraq went wrong. An interesting run of answers on Capitol Hill today. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says it was a run of answers from Hewlett-Packard with virtually no answers.
10 executives linked to HP's secret probe of leaks refused to talk to the House panel.
Mr. Chairman, I have no opening statement.
I have no opening statement.
And when questions began, they took the fifth. Not outgoing Chair Patricia Dunn, who says she was assured the secret gathering of phone records was legal.
I was not the supervisor of this investigation.
Democrats accused Republican leaders of burying a bill that would ban one of the most notorious tactics used by HP investigators, pretexting, lying about your identity to obtain phone records. Barry Bagnell, CBS News, Washington.
No record today, but the Dow was up 29. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Okay, class, it's rollback season, which means we get to make...
Piggy banks!
Who remembers why we make piggy banks?
Because rollback season is about saving on the things we need.
Now, are there a lot of reasons?
10,000. No way! It is 10,000. Miss Russell, is that true?
Yes, Maddie, it's true.
Okay, I've got some questions about the Tooth Fairy.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
It's better than the price spike it could have been. The Natural Gas Supply Association's R. Skip Horvath says this winter, look for lower natural gas bills.
Because we had the fifth warmest winter last winter in our history, there were plenty of storage stocks left in the storage fields at the end of the winter in March. And so we started from a pretty high base.
And with a lot of gas on hand, prices, he said, should be lower. Still can't get enough of your Kennedy fix? Doing a paper on the Kennedys? For the first time ever, the personal papers of family matriarch Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy are open to public viewing. Some of the letters, diary entries, photographs, and other items are on exhibit at the Kennedy Library in Boston, while thousands of others are available upon request to researchers. Rose Kennedy died at 95 at the age of 104. It was one of the reasons he swept into office in 2003, Governor Schwarzenegger promising to clean up special interest. A new poll says he hasn't done it. I'm Lou.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Three oh five, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the first hour of Enid Live. I am with you until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays. This is the Thursday edition. I'm yours until 7. You can join the conversation in a variety of ways. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. You can call toll-free from anywhere, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And tomorrow we are going to be joined by Biba Caggiano, who will be with us in the studio. She runs one of the finest restaurants in Sacramento, maybe the finest, Biba's. She has a new book out called Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities. And this is a sort of a culinary caravan through Rome and Florence and Bologna and Milano and Venice, and her personal recollections of life in Italy and so on. So she will be joining us tomorrow in the studio. That'll be lots of fun. Maybe we can learn how to cook. If we can learn how to cook, maybe we can learn how to eat. Well, we have got a lot of stuff going on today, and it's sort of like, where do we begin? First of all, let's go to some endorsements. Let's go to some stuff here that is going on. The latest, there's not much today, in the ongoing Arena plot twist, a story, the ongoing Arena soap opera. There's not much going on today. The only thing today on the Arena is that they're encouraging a light rail stop near where the Arena might be if it's actually built there and anybody can get an agreement that it should be built there by the railway yards. And if the Maloofs walk back to the table, which they haven't walked back to the table. So this is light rail stop is near the Arena is urged. RT envisions trolleys bringing thousands to events at the proposed rail yard facility. Well, in general, that's a good idea. That's a very lovely idea. That's really all we've got today on the. But we don't know if there's even going to be an arena there. So they're going to stop there in the middle of nowhere, and nothing. If you have some thoughts about this, we would love to hear them. The B today has endorsed John Garamendi for lieutenant governor, and I'm not surprised about that. I'm not at all surprised about that. It's the headline is the Garamendi for lieutenant governor, the best fit for a largely meaningless job. But you know what it is? It's a stepping stone to the governorship. I would have liked to have seen Jackie Spear in there, but I think Garamendi will be just terrific, and he's going to be a lot better than Tom McClintock, who has gotten a failing grade on everything that he has done. And Garamendi, from the unions, from people who grade these kinds of things, from the Sierra Club and so on, whereas Garamendi has gotten an A, McClintock has gotten an F. The B says, rarely has this page seen two such hardworking politicians running for an office that is so wasteful of their talents. As this page has stated often over the years, the lieutenant governor's job is a nearly powerless post. His job consists of waking up every morning and calling up to see if the governor is still alive. I think that's the job. Yet it continues to exist because termed-out politicians need a resting spot as they plan future runs for governor or for other elected office. This year's contest pits Democrat John Garamendi, way more qualified than McClintock, who's very conservative, who has been a strong advocate for consumers, the state insurance commissioner, against Republican Tom McClintock, who often was a knife-sharp critic of waste and excess during his 19 years in the legislature. Too bad Garamendi can't continue to be insurance commissioner, and too bad McClintock can't stay in the legislature. That they can't provides two more strong arguments for repealing term limits. But we digress. And then they talk about why they like Garamendi, that he's been courageous in taking on the auto insurance industry and title companies during his most recent stint in office. One of the lieutenant governor's few responsibilities is serving on the University of California Board of Regents, where similar courage is needed, no kidding. In his role as a regent, it is quite possible Garamendi could shake up this stodgy club and demand full transparency in hiring and compensation of UC administrators. With his environmental background, he could help the troubled UC Merced campus grow into an environmentally sustainable university instead of constantly tangling with regulators. So, anyway, they are endorsing John Garamendi for lieutenant governor. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It certainly begs the question as to who the B will endorse for governor. If you were a betting person, what are your thoughts? Who do you think they're going to endorse for governor? Will they go for Phil Angelides, who is not doing so well? Well, here it is. You know what? I think I'd like to have Phil Angelides on the show. I don't know if he's going to want to come on with me, because maybe some of you who have been working very hard in the Phil Angelides campaign think I'm a traitor. I've gotten some emails, you know, I should be more optimistic, I should be more supportive, I should be more positive. What I'm trying to do is tell the truth and try to, you know, kickstart a campaign that seems to be sleepwalking. And if you are an Angelides supporter, if you want to call up and give me hell, you're free to do it. But I would say I'm giving you guys hell because I want you to get out there and do it. I want the campaign to get out there and do what we want it to do. And I got an email from one of you. Let me see if I can call this email up. He says, Enid, I got to listen to your show a bit yesterday, and I wanted to make a comment about the governor's race. Arnold, and this is from Joel, who's a graduate student at Davis. He says, Arnold is bamboozling the people of California. He's a bushy. Mind you, a more moderate sort of California bushy, but one all the same. Bad Arnold will return after the election, I guarantee it. Well, you know what? Guess what? I say that all the time. His global warming legislation is pure propaganda designed to appease a certain segment of the California population. It's a modest proposal that will come into effect many years after he is gone, if at all. Bad Arnold is waiting in the wings. He'll be back. A liberal host would remind people of that. So I emailed Joel to say a liberal host does every single day, and Joel, you should be listening more than you are. And he emailed me back and he thanked me, so it was very nice. But I say this every day. And there is the good Arnold and there's the not so good Arnold. And the not so good Arnold is out there signing all kinds of legislation. I kind of have a sneaking suspicion, and I'm going to say this to the Angelides campaign. My intuition tells me that the Chronicle might endorse Arnold Schwarzenegger. And may I say, I have been working very hard behind the scenes for the endorsement to be for Phil Angelides. I'm sure probably with no success at all, but I certainly have tried my hardest with people who could maybe make a difference. So I am hoping that I am incorrect and that the Chronicle goes for Phil, but my guess is that they might go for Arnold. And I have been strenuously arguing that Phil is the better candidate. And here is Daniel Weintraub's commentary on saying now or never for Phil. He hasn't got any. He's got no cushion here. In fact, maybe it's already too late. I hope I'm wrong about that. Jennifer in Fairfield, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Enid. I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about Phil, and I was working on his campaign as a volunteer. And I have since not been working on this campaign, not because my views have changed, but just because there's been a change at the headquarters. And so I think a lot of what's going on is just...
Turmoil?
I'm not using that word, but it's not good. I mean, you know...
All right, now give us an idea of what kind of change have you noticed going on at the headquarters, would you guess?
There were a lot of more, a lot more get-out-the-vote type efforts in recruiting people to help on the campaign, mm-hmm. and I see less of that now. I see that there's not a lot of money being spent on the campaign, and there were, Bill Clinton came to town and raised almost $5 million down in Southern California.
Oh, can I tell you, just a few minutes before showtime, we get these telemarketer calls. We got a call. Bill Clinton called us in the control room to vote. Yeah, he called us, Enid Live, Lauren and Lisa, to get us to vote for Phil Angelides. It was a recorded message. But he is, apparently they have Bill Clinton recorded messages on behalf of Phil Angelides asking people to vote for Phil for governor.
Huh. Well, I think we're going to have to, and I'm going to continue to work for him because I do believe in his message. But I think that I have so many people who, because I was in one of his ads, one of the commercials before the Westway campaign, and so I have a lot of people approach me saying, you know, what's going on with your guy? We don't see anything about him. All we hear are negative ads, and I don't have an answer. And I called the campaign and said, you know, are we going to get ads out there or what's going on? And they don't have an answer, so I'm not exactly
This is what my thought has been. This is a campaign that is not as swift as Arnold's campaign staff. Those people are right on it. They have a rapid response. And if this campaign were on it, they'd be putting out the word to people like me so I could get out the word on my show. This is progressive talk radio. How much progressive talk radio is there in this universe? Hardly any. So they are not doing it. And what they would also be doing if they were on top of it is for people like you who have questions, they wouldn't have a vague answer. They'd spin you something, even if things were in terrible meltdown, even if they didn't have 30 cents in the bank, what they'd say is the message we want you to get out is we're saving our money for the final push. You know, they would have some answer for you.
Well, and, you know, I have a thought on that. I believe that's probably what they're doing. But there are so many early voters right now that people have already voted on what they've heard. So what I would say
have people already received absentee ballots?
I believe if they haven't, they will soon before Phil's message gets out the last week in October or whenever they plan on sending it out. And my thing would be go ahead and spend the money on the ads so you can get your message out there and then raise some more money. Call Bill Clinton back in to raise money if you have to.
Well, the Los Angeles Times is reporting that some of the big heavy hitters are going to come through and they're going to be campaigning on behalf of Phil. You know, I'm just sort of in the neighborhood. I don't know if they're specifically coming or if they're just sort of in the neighborhood going to be there.
I hope that's true and I hope it works, but it may be too little too late. I just really want to get his name out there now and to get people interested in what he stands for, because he does. He has a great message.
So am I a jerk for pointing out that this is a campaign that's among the nearly comatose, that please kickstart yourself? I mean, I say it every day, and I suppose it's a deterrent for some people around the fence. It's like, well, if they can't get it together, I'm not voting for him.
I think you're right. That's why I called to say, no, I don't think you're off base in saying that we need some help here. So I think you should keep doing what you're doing.
Well, we're going to try and get him on. I don't know if he's going to want to come on. I don't know if he's mad at me. I don't know if he's so busy really campaigning and doing things that will take him all over the state. I really don't know if it's going to be possible, but we're going to try to get him on the program, and he can talk to people directly. But here, you know, as I said, you want to get, especially a cash-strapped campaign, you've really got to find other ways of getting your message out there if you can't afford to buy as much advertising as your opponent can. And one of the best ways of doing it, even sometimes a more effective way, is via the media, via print, via getting ink because you're making news, via talk radio, which really put a lot of the right wing into office. And we are not even informed by this campaign as to what he's up to and what he's doing. For a brief time, I was getting email blasts and no more, which tells me that this campaign is certainly not on top of its media relations.
It's not, but you know what? I spoke with someone at the California Democratic Party the other day, and that was the fill I got from there, too. So I'm not sure if it's just that we're asleep in California politics.
Wait. What, you got the feeling that the California Democratic Party was also asleep at the wheel?
That's what I felt, because I was trying to find out what else do we need to do? What is it that I can do in Solano County to help? And they, well, just, you know, just spread the word and vote. You know, I don't think that's a good message.
No, they should have some specific stuff for you to do. Here's bumper stickers. Here's stuff that you can do. Here's a specific list of people to call and things to do. That's what they should do instead of this vague stuff. Oh, Jennifer, this is sort of disheartening, but I'm really glad you called.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work and just get the word out there.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
No, that we need to know who Phil Angelides is.
All right. I thank you very much. An excellent suggestion. Thanks for your good work, Jennifer. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about what Jennifer had to say? She was a volunteer. She says there's a certain amount of turmoil in the campaign. And here is Daniel Weintraub's commentary in today's B. He said the next 2 weeks should be crucial in the race for governor between Arnold and Phil. If Angelides cannot do something to change the dynamics of the campaign between now and October 7 debate between the two candidates, he risks going into mid-October so far behind that he can't possibly catch up. Two independent polls published this week show Schwartzy with a lead that is somewhere between large and commanding. The field poll has the governor ahead 44% by 34. Now, one of you took me to task yesterday in an email to say, hey, it's only 10% on the field poll. But on the other one, it's a huge lead with Schwartzy at 48% and Phil at 31%. So I don't know how accurate either of these are. Both surveys reveal the same basic trend line. Schwartzy has sewn up his support among fellow Republicans who cannot stand Angelides, but Angelides has not won over enough of his fellow Democrats, many of whom are supporting the governor or remain undecided. And those who identify themselves as independents are solidly in Schwartzy's camp. And don't forget, there were a lot of Democrats who were in the Wesley camp, and I don't know if they've made nice on enough of those Democrats. Joe in Yuba City, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Hi, I was agreeing with that last lady that you had speaking with you.
Yes.
That I think the Democratic Party is asleep at the wheel.
What makes you think that?
Well, I'll give you an example. I'm living in Yuba City, and to be honest, I don't know who's running against Wally Herger for Congress.
Okay.
Okay, the only person I've been hearing any commercials or anything about is Charlie Brown in Placer County.
I hope you're going to vote for Charlie.
No, he's in the wrong district.
Oh, all right. You're nowhere near?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know who's right.
I'm among the geographically challenged here, but go ahead.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's like the...
So nobody is making it easy on you. Well, what you have got to do, Joe, then, is you've got to roll up your sleeves and get on the net and find out, or call your county clerk and find out what's going on, and you will know who's running against whom. But you're going to have to take matters into your own hands. You are a Democrat, are you not?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to do it. They're apparently too asleep to make it easy on you. So you're just going to have to roll up your sleeves and be participatory in what has long called itself participatory democracy, but it has become sort of a joke, I think. But, Joe, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, he's saying the Democrats are asleep at the wheel. Ken, in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Enid. I really think that Angelides, he thinks that it's his election to win just because of Iraq. You know, he thinks that's going to carry him.
I don't know if that's true. You know, how do you know what he's thinking? Maybe he's thinking he put together a crack staff or a staff on crack, and it's not, you know, it's simply not doing the job. Now, maybe when you are inside that vortex of handlers and campaign and activity and speech requests and so on, you don't know. You're missing out on that larger picture. I don't know.
He reminds me of.
But he's saying they've got to have internal polls. Whatever polls we're looking at, they have internal polls that probably are more draconian than what we're seeing.
Maybe it really is his to win, but I keep, it's like, where's Phil? It reminds me of Al Gore's campaign when he kept saying, you ain't seen nothing yet, and we never did.
Well, that's what they said about Kerry. Kerry's, you know, I said, please get Kerry to Colorado. Get him in here where this campaign is asleep. Oh, no, Kerry's a closer. You'll see. He's always at the end. He's always a closer. Well, you know what? Close the door, and that was the end of that. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 59. It looks like our weather is going to be highs tomorrow right around 89. So the slow traffic, southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, we have a three-car crash. And today when I was on my way to work, I noticed there's a lot of people doing like 52, 53 in the very fast lane, and there's no one. It's important to get to the, you know, merge over into the right-hand lane. There's a lot of accidents caused from that. We have three or four of them going northbound Cap City Freeway because of that very reason. So if you're going a little slower, you might want to move over for the other drivers. Lisa West here for AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you struggling?
It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
3:28 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7. We are talking about the election for governor and Daniel Weintraub's commentary in today's B. It's now or never for Phil Angelides' campaign. I don't know. And one of you called in, Jennifer, to say that she had worked at the campaign and that clearly there has been a change over the last couple of weeks. Sounds like there's not much money around. It sounds like the directions to staff are vague. Have they already thrown in the towel? Or is this a reflection of turmoil, or is it a reflection of being asleep at the wheel? What are your thoughts about this? 3:49, 13:20. Some of you are mad at me for talking about how Schwartzy is so far ahead of Phil, and that Phil, but my intent here, because I support Phil and I like him and I think he would make the better governor, and that you're going to have, the minute the election is over, you're going to have the bad Schwartzy back in business because he seduced you out of your vote. And the argument I had with somebody who may be in a position to endorse Phil or Schwartzy for governor with a very large metropolitan newspaper is that all of this flurry of activity on Schwartzy's behalf, on Schwartzy's part, has only happened as a way to seduce people out of their votes. Where was he in these past 2 years? He hasn't really done very much. Suddenly he's up for election and it's a whole different story. And the moment he wins the election, if that's what happens, you're going to see the Schwartzy, the Republican, return to the fore. But a lot of people are easily seduced and they are seduced by celebrity. 3:49, 13:20, 8:66, 6:20, 6:13, 20. We have a line open. Scott in Sac. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Scott.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the new billboards.
You know, I have not seen our billboards yet. Where did you? Where have you seen it?
Oh my God! I drive a lot for a living. Gosh, I've seen probably six of them already.
Where? Give me an
idea. Around Sacramento.
Yeah, but I guess it's they're not on any of the routes that I'm taking anywhere, or I lead a very restricted life. I don't know.
They're good billboards.
Okay, thank you. I hope everybody sees them.
Hey, I got it. You know, you've been yelling about this since you've been on the air, so I don't know what people are so upset about. You've been trying to kick this campaign in the rear and get him to realize some stuff and get him on the air. You know, this is interesting. Way back in the primary, I'll give you a little history here. I called both campaigns. I called Wesley and Angelides and offered to do work for either one of them because, you know, hey, you know, you got to play both sides of the fence here. And it was really interesting because the response I got from the Wesley campaign was very positive about radio and about the, they had some plans after they thought they would win this. They really thought they were going to be in the general election because they were pulling away and they were kind of surprised and they lost. But the Angelides campaign, nobody ever got back to me. I said, you know, I asked several of them. I said, look, don't you realize that what you have, you not only do you have a bunch of left-wingers listening to the radio out here, something we've never had before, by the way, but they're also, it's also a perfect setup for raising money. You know, it's one of the best tools you have out there. Those are the people that are going to give money to the campaign. You guys should be on their airways talking all the time. You should be responding to stuff. But here's my thing about Phil. If you can't get 60% of the Democrats in your state in California, something's wrong. There's a disconnect somewhere.
It's a blue state. You are so right. You are so right. I don't know what the disconnect is, but you have really put your finger on it. You applied to the Wesley campaign. They had things for you to do. You apply to the Angelides campaign. You never hear from them. The thing that happened in Colorado, we had some listeners who did a sort of a taste test. They applied to the Republicans to volunteer. The Republicans were back at them in 2 seconds with emails, with lists of what they could do, with all kinds of information, everything else. When they applied to the Democrats to volunteer, the Democrats hardly ever got back to them, and when they did, it was with a letter, an envelope, asking for a contribution. Can you believe that?
Here's my thing. I think it's Bob Mulholland. I think it has a lot.
I don't know if Bob Mulholland.
Is he still with him?
I don't know because I saw him referred to in a Los Angeles Times piece as a former advisor. Now, I don't know if I misread that. I don't know if they have it right or wrong. I really don't know. But one day, you know, he called the show because I was talking about this, and I got a call from Bob in Sacramento, and it became clear to me that this was Bob Mulholland. So whether he's still involved, I really do not know.
I don't know, but they're doing something wrong. They've lost their base. They've lost a big, but it's just, you know, and look at Arnold. Who was he with today in the paper? The Dalai Lama?
That was the other day. Front page, Dalai Lama.
Forget about it. The guy, the candy store's opening. He's doing all the stuff. He's going around. Oh, my God. I mean,
every day is a new signing ceremony. Every day is a new front page.
Sure.
I thank you very much, Scott. These are.
Well, I'm gonna vote green.
No, vote for Phil. Green is a vote for Arnold. Vote for Phil.
No, Arnold's going to win this already. I'm voting for Green.
Well, vote for Phil. He could use it. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Alexander in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Alexander.
Hey, well, what you call? You know, the last two calls, you're right on the head. Bob Mulholland is a former advisor.
What happened? Why is he a former?
Well, I think what happened is that, you know, those two people that hacked into the governor's computer? I think it was him that gave him the okay to send that article.
Where did you get this? Where did you get this information from?
I just know.
You know? Do you really know, or do you think you know?
It's just a hunch because you know.
Oh,
what?
It's a hunch. Here's okay, you don't know for sure. But so, you don't know for sure.
But let me put it this way. I know Bob Mulholland. I've known him for quite a while, and he's the type of person to take over a campaign. He has that type of personality, and I wouldn't doubt it if he was fighting with Phil Angelilli's real campaign manager. I can't remember her name.
Kathy Calfo.
Yeah, she's pretty much of a rookie, and I could see where Bob Mulholland can manhandle her and say, I'm going to run this the way I think it's run, because right now Phil Angelides is running a crusade. He's not running the campaign. Nobody knows about him. Nobody understands his issues. He hasn't really campaigned as far as the unions would like him to campaign, and I think that's part of the problem, too. I think the unions are holding him back as well as the Hispanic caucuses.
What do you mean they're
not going to support him?
Why are they not going to support him?
Because they want Antonio. This is their time to shine. They could wait for 4 years.
So they want Antonio Villaraigosa?
Pardon?
They want Villaraigosa?
They want Villaraigosa, yes. And they want Fabio Nunez to be the mayor of Los Angeles, and they want Gloria Molina to be the next speaker, you know, the assembly speaker.
Alexander, are you involved in the Hispanic caucus?
Pardon?
Are you involved with the Hispanic caucus?
No, I'm a Republican, but I know friends in the Democratic Party who talk. You know, we talk about this stuff all the time. It's no secret.
So what if you were plotting out Phil's strategy, what would you say?
To who?
To Phil, his campaign.
You know, maybe you could run for mayor of Sacramento. I mean, the thing about it is that I think it's too late, to tell you the truth. The Hispanic community in Los Angeles is not going to allow, you know, they could wait. They could wait for 4 years. They want one of their own to run for governor, and he would win hands down.
So you think that's the strategy then?
I think it's one of them. And here's the other thing I think, too. I think that the unions have taken over Phil Angelides' campaign, where they're going to say, we're going to put out the ads. We'll put out money where it needs to be put out, but we're going to handle it from our end. Okay, you just keep doing what you're doing. Okay, you just go out there and just do the small gatherings and the small stump speeches and everything like that, but we'll handle the money end of it. Because I don't think Phil Angelides really has a lot of money in his bank, but the unions do. And so they're calling the shots. And I think you have the perfect storm of the worst campaign. I never thought that there would be a worse campaign than Dan Lundgren. But you know what? Phil Angelides has proved me wrong.
Oh, Alexander, you are so mean. Well, what are you hearing about the Schwartzy campaign?
Pardon?
What are you hearing about the Schwartzy campaign?
Oh, it's just all popularity. You know, this is going to probably be one of the lowest turnouts in California history.
You think?
I think so. But the Schwarzenegger campaign, they're on all cylinders. You can't stop them. They
are really on it. They're on it.
They're on top of it. And here's another fascinating thing. I live in Midtown Sacramento. I live about four blocks away from Phil Angelides' campaign headquarters. And I knew they were having problems because in the beginning of the campaign, they would turn off the office around about midnight. Okay.
Wait. They would turn off
at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Wait. I didn't hear that part of it. Say it again. You're living in Midtown, and what did you see happening at the Angelides campaign?
I would walk by there around midnight, and you would still see people working and, you know, working on the campaign. The office would be open. Now you go by there about 8 o'clock at night, and it's closed, and the parking lot's empty.
Oh.
So I knew something was... I know.
Oh.
And this was about 2 weeks ago. You could see the transaction happening. I'm going, well, this ain't right, because, you know, just like Willie Brown said, no sleep. This is final stretch. You got to go all cylinders on this. You're playing with the big boys now.
Well, that's it. Willie Brown said he wouldn't go to sleep if it were his campaign.
Exactly.
He said he wouldn't go to sleep until after until November.
Yeah, and you know, here's the other problem too. To tell you the truth, Enid, There's some candidates who they think they're so smart you can't tell them anything and they don't listen. I think Phil Angeles is one of them.
I hope you're not right about it.
And you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Chuck Quackenbush. I don't know if you remember him.
I remember Chuck Quackenbush.
That quack
insurance commissioner.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but you know
if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a quackenbush, it's a quack.
Exactly, and they both have the same. You know, they both have that same kind of temperament and the same kind of arrogance in a way, I think. And you know, there's a lot of Democrats I know and that work in the Capitol who don't like Phil that much because he has that Quackenbush mentality where I know what's going on. Don't tell me what to do. You know, I have bigger and better things to do. He didn't. You know, Phil Angeles does not have a lot of friends in the Capitol.
Is that true? Is that really true?
Yes, it is. It is. And there's one thing that people like Phil Angeles and Chuck Quackenbush have never learned: politics is a people's business. You got to have friends. You got to meet people. You got to be personable.
That's where Dickey shines, George W. Dickey Bush, because he can do retail politics. Even though he's an empty suit, people like him. He can connect with people.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. Because let's face it, campaigning is about getting attention. Campaigning is about marketing. Once you get elected, then you can govern. Then you can have policies. Then people can see how you can actually govern and show your political power. But when it comes to campaigning, it's all about marketing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and Phil Angeles hasn't done that. I mean, unfortunately, and I feel bad about it because he's from Sacramento. He's from my hometown. He's my hometown boy here. And I would like him to...
Would you have crossed over, even though you're a Republican, would you have crossed over for a homie just because he's a hometown guy?
Well, and I have a love for Greeks, too. It would have been tough, but I don't think... It would depend how much I was drinking on election night.
All right, let me ask you this question, and then we're going to have to say goodbye because we have to take a break. But I want to ask you this question. In your heart of hearts, true blue... candid, off the record, who would make the better governor?
Right now?
Not who runs a better campaign. Who would have made the better governor?
Between Schwarzenegger and
Angeles.
Peter Camejo.
No, forget Peter Camejo.
No, I think Schwarzenegger for this moment in California is Schwarzenegger.
Okay, Alexander, we'll leave it at that, and I thank you for the call. I disagree, I think. But maybe he's right. Maybe Alexander's onto something. On the eve of Labor Day's tradition, for some reason I missed this, on the eve of Labor Day's traditional start to the campaign season, longtime Democratic advisor Bob Mulholland said he's left Phil Angelides' campaign for governor to return to his duties at the state party. Uh-oh. He served as senior advisor to Angelides throughout primary campaign victory over Steve Wesley. He said that he'd always planned to return to his job at the Democratic Party for the general election. Well, I doubt that. This is where I've worked a long time. This is something we talked about, Mulholland said. Known for his sometimes caustic, sometimes witty political missives, Mulholland has been active in Democratic Party politics for more than 30 years, managing and advising countless candidates. He once worked as a consultant to the British Labour Party. And has appeared as a guest on such TV shows as 48 Hours, The Today Show, Larry King, and Crossfire. He's a Vietnam vet. He has served with the 101st Airborne and was wounded in the Tet Offensive, according to his bio. So there he is. He has left, and I saw it sort of as an oblique aside in a larger story. But for some reason, it sort of fell under my radar. He did leave the Angelides campaign. That's not really a good sign. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. We have a line open. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. A little breezy we have going on tonight. Those 59 highs tomorrow and 89. We're at 88 here in the River City. Our traffic, we've had 3 accidents due to slower drivers just staying in that farthest left-hand lane. The fast lane is what we like to call it here in Sacramento. It's important that you scoot over because we have 3 crashes. South M-99, North M-99, just south of Macro. That 3-car crash is due to just that, having a slow vehicle in the left-hand lane and then everybody trying to speed up and, you know, go past them. I experienced that this morning on the way to work, actually. Northbound Cap City Freeway at Howe Avenue, we have a vehicle in the roadway. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station right by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The lines are full. When they open up, I will give you the numbers again. We're talking about the Phil Angelides campaign, Daniel Weintraub's commentary in today's Sacramento Bee, where he says, hey, it is now or never. And we're getting some really good reconnaissance. Some of you who live near the campaign, the office used to be open till way past midnight. You could see the lights on. Now it closes at 8 o'clock. No cars in the parking lot. What is going on? Barbara in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Barbara.
Enid, this is, I already gave my name. I want to tell you I love your program, and but I'm very upset with Alexander's comments against my future governor. Why doesn't he call the Schwarzenegger whatever and badmouth them? Another thing, as far as generalizing that the Hispanics want whatever his name, in 4 years is the most ridiculous.
Well, no, Barbara, I mean the Los Angeles Times, a lot of people are speculating on that. Fabian waited very long to endorse Phil. And
well, you know, when I saw the paper and I saw Fabian's picture with him and endorsing him, I called his office and I told them how unhappy I was of what he was doing.
Are you working on the campaign?
Well, not really.
Okay. Are you?
I went down there the other day. And
all right. Are you contributing to Phil's campaign? Are you writing him a check?
Yeah, that's it. That's how I can help with the check.
Okay. Okay.
But aren't you concerned?
Aren't you?
It's we're so loyal, and we have to be loyal to our, you know.
I know. Well, we're trying to kickstart his campaign, but it is, seems to not. You know, it seems to be in a certain disarray.
Oh, I know. I'm disheartened about it. I'm just really, I don't know. You know, I got a sign in front of my house. I wrote a check, and I'm going to write another one if I have to. If nothing happens, I don't know. I'm going to call and see what I can do more, because this is not, you know, this is really sad.
It is sad, and we really want him to be the governor.
Oh,
and Barbara,
he's so much better than our Arsenault. Oh, he's such an idiot. I'll probably get picked up and put in jail for something.
Well, you might. They might just, the Schwartzy Patrol might just haul you right off to the political pokey, Barbara. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Don in Sacramento. There's a line open. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to share with you, I don't have any inside knowledge about what Bob Mulholland is doing or not, but he was, Angelides was on the Sacramento City College campus today at an anti-war rally.
Yes. How did that go?
It was good. I only caught the very tail end of it, but I did see, as what I'm calling, to let you know that I did see Bob Mulholland there in the background hanging out with everybody, you know, and being part of the Democratic campaign. You know, so I don't know, you know, how involved he is, but he was there with Angelides. So.
Oh, that's good. All right. If you were estimating...
I got one other thing, too.
Yeah. Before you tell me, how big was the crowd, would you imagine?
It was, again, I got there at the tail end, but it was sizable. I mean, the center of the campus was full of students.
Okay. All right. What's the other thing you wanted to bring up?
It's related to the election. I've been hearing the John Doolittle ads on your station.
Yes.
And I know I don't begrudge the station for taking ads from either side of a campaign, but I would just really hope that your station would think about taking the profits from those specific ads and doing something good with them instead of just...
They do something good with them. You get to hear Enid live every day.
Well, that's true. That's
all right,
true.
But here's the story, Don.
The earmark for that money would be good.
Don, here's the story. The FCC requires us, we're going to take Doolittle's political ads, we have to take anybody who comes to us. So we don't have a, if you're taking one guy, you got to take them all. But it's great because I think he mentions the Doolittle ads, mention Charlie Brown as often as they mention Doolittle. I really think those are ads for Charlie Brown.
Well, yeah, in context with the audience that's listening to the station, that's probably true. So it probably doesn't do him any good. I really doubt that people are listening to the station.
They have deliberately... We didn't know why they were picked us. We thought it was part of a group buy because there are six of us sister-brother radio stations here under the Intercom umbrella. But they deliberately, apparently, targeted us because they are targeting all the stations where Charlie Brown is running his commercials, and his commercials are running on our air. That's the story. I think it's really interesting, and I think it shows you how scared Doolittle is. I thank you, Don, for the call and for the report on campus today. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. We have a line open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight, 59, highs coming up 89 for tomorrow. A little breeze going on. Hopefully a little precipitation on this weekend. Our traffic looking a little grim there. Southbound 99 just north of eastbound 47th Avenue. In South Sac, there's a three-car crash and a vehicle in the roadway. Northbound 99 at LC Avenue. Southbound I-5 just south of 103. Eastbound 50 just east of southbound 5. Whoops, sorry, my traffic went away. And westbound Matt, just east of Manzanita, we have a three-car crash there as well. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, we're on vacation. So, like, you care.
Yeah. It's Scott and Sims here.
That's right.
The morning retort here on this radio station in Sacramento. This is a recorded announcement that we did before we left.
Yeah, don't believe the conspiracy theories that we've been off.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
I'm call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, we have one line open, 349-1320, and not a lot of time left, so let's go quickly to the phones. Art in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Art.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I was able to get to that rally today as well.
And, yes.
I thought that Phil had a very nice, polished speech. He delivered it well.
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
We know who the gunman was at a Colorado school, but why?
This man's background didn't show up anything that would have led them to believe he would be capable of something like this.
And the Senate approves a bill on terror suspects, but the debate goes on.
Every previous generation faced serious threats. They did not abandon the principles upon which this country was founded.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Cammie McCormick. Police in Bailey, Colorado still don't know much about the gunman who took hostages at a local high school yesterday. CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers is there.
Authorities now know who was behind the deadly hostage drama. Dwayne Morrison, who's described as a 53-year-old loner who'd taken to living out of a Jeep and camping in this area. The lawmen say they're frustrated they can't find anything to tie him to this community, this school, anything to tell them why. Morrison had been arrested before, but authorities say nothing in his record suggests he was capable of taking six female students hostage, sexually assaulting them, and fatally shooting 16-year-old junior Emily Keyes before killing himself.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wegener says Emily Keyes sent a message during the ordeal.
Last text message to her family from Emily, I love you guys.
Now this.
I love you, Jen. Will you marry me?
Of course. I need to know how big this diamond is.
Huh?
How many carats?
A bunch.
What's the cut, color, clarity?
Huh?
What if everything came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance.
What is the symmetry rating? Sparkly?
See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Deep inside the fax machine at your office, there's a business opportunity. See this toner cartridge? With the new Discover business card, you get cash back bonus on business purchases, even more on office supplies. So this baby not only makes faxes, it makes cash for your business.
Yow! And it's also very hot.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
There is a massive manhunt underway near Lakeland, Florida. Officials are searching for a man who shot two Polk County sheriff's deputies during a traffic stop. One of them later died. Hundreds of students were evacuated from a nearby high school, and authorities are telling residents to lock themselves in their homes. The Senate has followed the House in approving a bill on how terror detainees should be treated.
Determined to look strong in the face of terrorism before the election, the Senate gave final approval to the bill providing for terror suspects to be tried by military tribunals and cutting off their access to civilian courts. The measure protects CIA agents from charges they went over the line in interrogations, and Democrat John Kerry warned makes it look like America condones torture.
The only guarantee we have that these provisions will really prohibit torture is the word of the president. Well, I wish I could say that the word of the president were enough.
With Congress about to adjourn, President Bush has to wait on a second terrorism-related bill he wanted to okay warrantless wiretaps. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The issue has been one of the president's top priorities ahead of the midterm elections. He stopped by Capitol Hill this morning.
The American people need to know we're working together to win this war on terror. Our most important responsibility is to protect the American people.
The legislation comes after the Supreme Court ruled the president's plans to hold and prosecute terrorists were illegal. Al-Qaeda in Iraq's leader was reportedly heard on an audio tape today calling on nuclear scientists to join his group's holy war. He also urged insurgents to kidnap Westerners. In Iraq today, more than 20 people were killed, 40 bodies were found, many had been tortured. The government said today it is about to restrict vehicle access to Baghdad in an attempt to crack down on the violence. They'll funnel all traffic through several checkpoints. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today there's no way to measure whether the U.S. invasion of Iraq has created more Islamic extremists. And intelligence reports indicates that, but Rumsfeld says sometimes intelligence is just flat wrong. The Dallas police chief now says the case of Cowboys receiver Terrell Owens is not being classified as an attempted suicide.
Because of Mr. Owens' stature and promise in the community, our crimes against persons detection was brought in. They did a subsequent investigation, and based on their investigation, made a classification of an accidental overdose.
Owens was rushed to a hospital Tuesday night after becoming groggy on painkillers. He has a broken hand. Rescue workers had initially reported attempted suicide by prescription pain medication. He was back at training today. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
And check the website. I think on the 11th, we're going to be joined by Elaine Petricelli again, who runs one of the finest independent bookstores in the country, Book Passage in Corte Madera, and I think they have a branch also in the Ferry Building in San Francisco. And we'll be talking about fall readings, some suggestions, because she always has some good ideas, and she has turned me on to a lot of really interesting authors and a lot of really good books. So as we're trying to curl up, anticipating the holidays and feeling fall in the air, curl up next to the fireplace or in a window seat or just squirreled away in bed with a good book. Ah, I think life doesn't get much sweeter than that, and you make something to eat. I remember one day, I have to tell you, in the land that time forgot, it was in the middle of winter. And near my place on the lake is just a fabulous, fabulous bakery. In fact, in here in this little town that time forgot, this bakery won one of the most major bakery prizes. It's a contest that's held once every 3 years in France, and they won it. Can you believe? So the stuff that they bake is just, to say divine doesn't do it justice. It was a cold, wintry day. I drove over to get some bread. You walked in and all the windows were steamed up, and the smells coming out of the bakery were, oh, I mean, just so intoxicating, so delicious, so wonderful. It was really warm. And I was reading a Jane Austen book, I think Pride and Prejudice, for some reason. I was reading it, you know. And I sat there having coffee and the most wonderful pastry in this warm place in the middle of winter, smelling these divine smells. And I thought, you know what? Life does not get much better than this. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Daniel Weintraub's column, It's Now or Never, for Phil Angelides Campaign. So some of you are mad at me because I'm a supporter of Phil's, trying to kickstart this campaign. We're getting all kinds of anecdotal evidence from those of you who have been involved in the campaign as volunteers, those of you who live near the campaign, saying that the lights used to be on until midnight, now they're off at 8 o'clock, no cars in the parking lot. There used to be a certain vibrancy in the campaign, now it seems to be kind of limp. And this doesn't bode well. And in one poll, Phil is 10 points behind, and in another, I think about 17 points, trailing Arnold. And the minute the campaign is over, the minute Arnold is elected, if that's what happens, he's going to revert to type. He is, he's a Republican. He might be a Republican light, he might be Bush light, but he's a Republican. And he has sided, for example, with insurance interests. They have contributed about $4 million to his campaign. His biggest contributors are the developers. He's happy to have homes built on floodplains and have the rest of us pick up the tab for that catastrophe. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So you can get mad at me if you want to. But I'm really only trying to kickstart this campaign. It may be too late, however. Kevin and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Real good show today.
Thank you.
Hey, we're a little complex here at work. We have several of us listening. And on one hand, you yourself are admitting that Phil Angelides can't even run a campaign, but let's entrust him with the state of California.
Well, let me just put it this way.
Wow.
Kevin, and I have made this comment many times, and since you're obviously a Republican, let me make it to you.
No, and I'm not.
Okay, then let me make it to you. Just because you can run a campaign doesn't mean you can run the country or the state. And I think Exhibit A is George Bush. They are terrific at spinning. They are terrific. They're terrific at winning campaigns, but he has done the worst job that anybody has ever seen in anybody's memory in decades and decades of running the country. On the other hand, you have people who are not so good at running campaigns who would be very good at running the country. And I don't have a particular example, but I don't think that just because you can't run a campaign means that you can't run the state.
Well, that goes against your comments I've heard you made about Kathleen Harris in Florida and her campaign. And it's kind of your...
Catherine Harris, Kevin, is a whack job.
I understand that.
I mean, Catherine Harris, whom it could be said there's no there.
But you've got to understand the risk you're asking people to take when you say, as a campaign's not that really that hard to run, especially if you get the right...
Yes, it is. A campaign is... Have you ever run a campaign for the governorship?
Bigger than the state of California.
Have you ever run a campaign for the governorship?
Wow, I've been involved in some, yes, so...
No, you really haven't. Because if you had, you wouldn't be talking so glibly. You really don't know what it takes to run a campaign. It's a pretty complicated beast, I think, to run it well.
You frame it to make that point, but I'm telling you, you're asking us to take a risk.
You know, you're not making any case for your point of view.
That he can't, that your own...
Who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for governor?
You mean now?
Yeah.
Probably Arnold.
Yeah, because you're really a Republican. You're not a Democrat, Kevin.
Well, then you're...
Who did you vote for a couple of years ago, Arnold?
Gray Davis?
Uh-huh. And why are you going to vote for Arnold? What has he done for you?
Well, you said how...
What has he done for you? Don't quote me what I've said, because I sort of know what I've said.
Okay. He specifically was part of why I sent a lot less money to an insurance company for my business, so I give the insurance.
Oh, Kevin, you're the one who calls all the time about workers' comp. Let me tell you something. You are so wrong. I'm going to refer you to the Los Angeles Times. The biggest special interest group on Arnold's staff is the insurance. He's got all this insurance lobby people on his staff. He has never really voted for any kind of consumer-friendly insurance legislation. When it ever manages to get through the legislature and comes up for his signature, he vetoes it. So you know what? He's not been very consumer-friendly.
I invite you to allow me to prove it, because I have proof.
You know, I'm going to invite you to read the Los Angeles Times, and then let's talk about it later. 349-1320. You know, God bless Kevin. He is really, it doesn't matter what the facts are. Benita in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Benita. Welcome. Can you talk into your phone? We're having a hard time hearing you.
Wait a minute. Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Okay, I'm 69 years old. I live in a nursing home, and I'm disabled. But what I'm doing for the campaign is I'm voting for him, and I'm talking to him, you know, about him to everybody I know.
Okay. And who are you talking about, Phil?
Yeah. However, I was laying back listening to you, and all of a sudden I got a phone call, and I answered. I said, and they said, "This is Bill Clinton." I thought it was a joke from one of my friends, and it was recording, and he kept talking, and it was Bill Clinton. And he said, "I'm urging you to vote for Phil Angelides because of education and because of what Arnold promises Arnold made, which he didn't keep, and that Phil Angelides will be very good for education." He went on and on, and I thought, my God, maybe the campaign has started.
How long did the call go for? Because we got one of those calls just before showtime.
It went for about a minute, and it made cogent points, and it was obviously Bill Clinton's recording of his voice, because you could recognize him.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I hope.
So I wondered if other people had gotten that.
Well, we got one right before the show started. So thank you very much for that, Benita.
Okay.
All right. Continue your campaigning in where you are.
And I'm glad I'm able to vote for him too.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I thank you very much. 349-1320, Shannon and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Shannon.
Hi there, Enid. I just wanted to tell you I totally support you. I unfortunately
I haven't heard much from Angelides. I don't want to, I do not want and will not vote for Arnold. I think everything that you've said is true. He's, I was so shocked when he passed the emissions, the green.
Yeah, but somebody emailed me to say it's not going to take effect for a lot of years, and it's not all that a big a deal, but it's something, and it's.
It was shocking to me. I thought, what the heck? He's doing that, but it's just a ploy.
Yeah, where was he? He wasn't doing anything for us in the last 2 years. Suddenly, when he knows he's facing a re-election campaign, suddenly when he knows he was soundly rebuked by the electorate in the special election, aha.
Yeah, now he's He is a snake, in my opinion, and I don't care for him at all. I'm also a state worker, which he doesn't care for us that much, and I have a whole opinion about state workers and unions besides. I'm not a big union supporter, quite honestly. But I don't care for him, and really what got me to call in was your description of that bakery.
Why?
Your description of your bakery and that, you know, cold winter day and going in and smelling all of the wonderful.
And all the windows were steamed up and the most amazing scents and the most amazing stuff that they bake. And sitting there with a cup of coffee, some pastry, and reading Jane Austen cold winter day, I thought, it doesn't get better than this.
Oh, no, you have to stop. I'm giving me sensations. What is the name of this bakery? I have to find it.
Oh, it's in the middle of, it's called Bitter Swiss. It's in the middle of the land that time forgot. It's in a very tiny little place in Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's not here.
Well.
It's not here.
Okay. Well,
but we just gave him some free publicity.
Yeah. Well, you keep up the good fight. I wish Angelides would get out there more so I could know what he's about, quite honestly.
Well, maybe somebody report back, because I'm on the air when the evening news, the local news comes on. But let's see if he got any kind of press for his appearance today at Sac City. Shannon, I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome. I just got this email from Eva. Eva says, I just listened to your conversation with Joe from Yuba City, and that was in our last hour, who blamed his own ignorance or lack of action on the Democratic Party. He said he didn't know who the Democrat running for Congress in his district is. It took me less than 1 minute to find it online. Come on, people, Eva writes. How much do you care? I am not excusing, she writes, the lack of organization or action within either party. We, the people, need to assume personal responsibility for our own lack of knowledge or awareness. A lazy electorate gets what it deserves. The Yuba City congressional candidate is A.J. Second, S-E-K-H-O-N, and number is 560-673-2232. For any others who may not know, they can go to www.cadem.org. It only takes a second, thanks, and that's from Eva in Roseville. So thank you, Eva in Roseville. We have a little bit of news from the Charlie Brown campaign. It's getting more and more interesting. Let me see if I can call it up for you. Publisher of the Nevada Union, one of the fourth congressional district's largest daily newspapers, editorializes his endorsement for Charlie Brown for Congress. Brown has earned the endorsement of the News and Review, the Sacramento News and Review, which I shared with you yesterday, so we know all about that. And you know also that the Sacramento Bee has endorsed Charlie Brown. And here's an invitation to the Dickey speech at the Sereno Country Club, George W. Dickey Bush, a special event honoring Congressman not for long, John D. Doolittle at the Sereno Country Club. Did you ever have a Serrano ham? They have them in Spain. They are really quite a delicacy. So I bet there are a lot of hams at this country club. I'm not sure, though. Anyway, it's going to be a reception at 11, lunch at noon, 1 p.m. photo session, and 1:30 remarks by Dickey. And here's how much it costs. Do you know how much it costs to come to this event? I don't know what the max they can hold there, but $2,000. And I don't know if you can bring a guest for the $2,000, whether it's per person or $2,000, and it allows you to bring a guest, so it's $1,000 a person. What do you think? And here's the RSVP to Mrs. Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle, Julie Doolittle. You know, they get 15% of all the monies that they bring in. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Sean in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I was shocked to hear a Doolittle ad running on this station this morning. And I was curious.
Sean, how much do you listen to our station?
I listen to it generally about 4 hours, 5 hours a day.
How is it that you missed my long programs, hours, on the fact that we've got a Doolittle ad running on the station? How did you miss that? You miss a little, you miss a lot around here.
Because I'm not actually in my vehicle for 8 to 10 hours a day.
Oh, well, you can't miss even a second. So are you calling to ask me why we're running a Doolittle ad on our air?
I was curious about it, and I also wanted to talk about it. I heard one of the phone message ads that Charlie Brown's putting out, where they had the Catholic, I forget, she was the lady that went over to Saipan and talked about and put the report into the to Doolittle in the Senate, I believe, regarding the sex slave trade and garment trade going on over in the islands over there.
Okay, well, let me address the Doolittle Doolittle ad first. The reason we were very surprised when the Doolittle campaign bought airtime at 1320 KCTC. We were very surprised about that. We didn't know at first why. We have since come to learn that they are deliberately buying airtime on the stations that are already running the Charlie Brown commercials. So they have deliberately targeted us, and the FCC requires that if we take political advertising from one candidate, we have to take it from all of them. So we don't, if you're taking it from Charlie Brown, you got to take it from anybody else who wants to knock on your door and has waving money at you.
I'm confused though, because I thought the fairness doctrine.
It's not. I don't think it's the fairness doctrine. The fairness doctrine has to do with editorial content. It has to do with broadcast content. This is about advertising dollars.
So if the news gives a candidate time, the fair doesn't.
We don't have the fairness doctrine doesn't obtain anymore as it once did, but. This FCC requires that if candidates want to buy time on your air and you're accepting political advertising, you can't discriminate.
Ah, well, that would explain it.
But we're thrilled.
What a marvelous ad it was, too.
What'd you say?
I said what a marvelous ad it was, too.
Well, we thought it was a great ad in that it was, people don't remember what you say, but they remember the name, and it mentioned Charlie as much as it mentioned Doolittle. So it tells me Doolittle is running scared.
Oh, and I love just how vague it is. Something to the effect of Doolittle supports sex trade. It doesn't go into the details at all.
It's more than vague. It's defensive.
Yes.
You know, if you haven't heard the allegations of sex trade and Mariana Islands and sweatshops and all and forced abortions and all of that, you don't know what they're talking about. And suddenly they raise these issues that probably they shouldn't be raising, in case you haven't heard about it. And I think it's a defensive kind of an ad, but that's my thought. And that's the reason, Sean, why we are running, why that Doolittle ad is appearing on our air. And I've heard it appear on my show.
Yes. And I did get a chance to hear one of Charlie Brown's, the lady that put the report in front of Doolittle and his committee, she's actually taped a message for Charlie Brown detailing exactly what it was she went over there, saw, and reported to Doolittle and his fellow members.
So did you get that on the phone? Did the phone ring with that?
I was at a customer's house, and they let the answering machine pick it up. And
you heard it?
Yes, I heard it. And
was it good?
Powerful. It's pretty powerful. It might be a little too powerful. It might be one of those ads where people are turned off by it because it's oh so negative.
The truth is always powerful. I thank you for the call, Sean. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight, 59, a little breeze, maybe some precipitation onto this weekend. Though highs coming up 88. We're at 79. Westbound ID just west of Greenback Lane. We have a vehicle stopping down traffic. Hit and run capital of California, in case you haven't known. It is Sacramento. 4987 Golden Foothill Parkway. Northbound 99 just north of Mack Road. Eastbound 50 just west of Bradshaw Road. All have turned into 3 and 4 car crashes there due to a hit and run. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Thursday edition of Enid Live. Dirty Thursday. The 30 edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We have some lines open now. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I just got this email from Mike in Roseville. He says, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. I sent this to the Charlie Brown campaign today. He says, I think one of the reasons Doolittle didn't report for his induction physical, this was during the Vietnam War, and if you are just new to what this is all about, John Poswell, the attorney, who sometimes fills in for me here on AM 1320 and is a very distinguished attorney in town, also an author, requested under the Freedom of Information Act John Doolittle's selective service records. Well, you know, Doolittle has never been really straight about it. Turns out that he was ordered to report... all of his student deferments ran out. Doolittle's
student deferments ran out, just like his morals have run out, but that's another story. So he was ordered to report for his physical, induction physical at, or his physical in Oakland. And he never did. Instead, a few weeks later, he fled to Argentina under a deferment reserved for clerics and divinity students, neither of which I think he was. But he's never really talked about this. And so this is an email from Mike. He says, I think one of the reasons Doolittle didn't report for his induction physical is they ask you to take your clothes off. Doolittle didn't want anybody to see the yellow stripe running up his spine. Oh, Mike and Rosalie, you're so mean and you're so right on it. Bill and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, how you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
I was just on your screener. I just got been listening to you on my way home from work and got my Clinton message when I got home. And I was thinking about that bit about Doolittle's ad that I've been hearing on the station here.
Yeah.
I like the very end of it where it says, James Doolittle, he matches the morals and the standards of his constituents.
Oh, no.
Remember that? If you listen to the very back.
I've listened, but I've sort of forgotten it, yeah.
And it's like, who would want to admit to having the standards that he has? I mean, it's like, you know, the wife's getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the deal in the Mariana Islands.
Mm-hmm.
The facts come out. Who wrote the bill and pushed to get it through?
Well, you know, if you were to do a moral ectomy on John Doolittle, you know, if you were to excise his morals from attached to whatever part of it.
Work.
Well, I think they wouldn't even be on life support.
Well, I was going to say, don't you have to have something before you can have it checked?
I don't know.
But, I mean, you know, we all have this game, but, I mean, we all have our own little idiosyncrasies. But the guy talks about how he's a good person, and he may be a good person.
He's a liar.
He's pushing everything.
He's a liar. He's a crook. He says he's anti-gambling, but he couldn't wait to write pro-gambling, support an Iowa Indian tribe, I mean, nowhere near his district, and support their gambling rights as a favor to Abramoff. And guess what? The cash res.
Louisiana, too?
I don't know about Louisiana, maybe.
I thought it was that. But, yeah, and then this bit about the Mariana Islands when he's talking about, you know, all these things. And it's like, you know, who supported this? Who's backed all these people up the whole time? And who's getting money from them?
Well, in the Bee today, there's a big story about the rivalry. I thank you very much, Bill, for the call.
Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for calling. All right, here it is. Doolittle and his rival, Duel on alleged abuses. And you know, it almost takes Doolittle's part here because at the end, it ends the piece by saying Charlie Brown, they're quoting Doolittle's top campaign aide, a guy named Richard Robinson, and he says, Charlie Brown is running his campaign right from the gutter, and he should be ashamed. And that's how they left it. They didn't counter it. I mean, this is great publicity for Charlie regardless, but here's the way the piece starts, and here's the headline, Doolittle and rival. It doesn't say Charlie Brown. Duel on alleged abuses. Doolittle ad says rival is desperate. Representative John Doolittle of Roseville and his Democratic challenger, former Air Force officer, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, would be more accurate, Charles Brown, are fighting an open battle over what the 8-term Republican lawmaker knew about the sex trade in distant lands and when he knew it. 2 weeks ago, the Brown campaign went on the attack with radio ads accusing Doolittle of tolerating forced abortion and sex slavery by supporting disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff in his defense of the garment industry in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. The Doolittle campaign responded with its own radio ads this week, drawing in former Rep. Doug Osi, Republican of Sacramento, Assemblyman Tim Leslie, Republican of Tahoe City, to brand Brown as desperate and shameful, which is, you know, it's a thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. It is Doolittle who is desperate and shameful, and Doolittle who is a crook and a liar. Doolittle who ran away from Vietnam, a lot of people did. But he isn't telling the truth about his running away. Rick in Oroville, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to vote for Charlie Brown. I voted for Dunlap last time, but I don't think I'll do that again.
Wait. Who did you vote for last time?
I voted for Dunlittle the last time.
What has made you change your mind this time?
Well, it's about time that we've got a Democratic representative that is going to put a challenge to him. This is the first time I've ever heard ads from Doolittle. And now they're trying to run down Charlie Brown, and all I can see is honesty in him. I've heard him on I've heard him on the Quake Radio out of San Francisco, and heard him on your station too. And I'm really proud that he's representing us, and he's going to represent us very well when he wins.
Yeah, but what caused you? Are you a Republican typically? Do you typically vote Republican, or are you a Democrat who just voted for Doolittle?
I vote for the most what I feel the most qualified, or who's representing me.
Okay.
But this time it's going to be straight Democratic ticket.
Are you going to vote for Angelides also?
I want him to sit there and get off his butt.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. That makes 2 million of us.
He is going to get my vote, but I need it. I would like to hear more from him. We don't even see him.
He's going to get a lot of our votes, but I want to know that he's going to be there in the morning like he says he's going to be after the election. I'm going to love you in the morning, and I'm going to call you up tomorrow. You can be sure of that, and I'm fixing your potholes, too. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your call, and I'm glad that you're going to vote for Charlie. 349-1320. Mike, thank you for being so patient. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
I wanted to comment on Angelita's campaign.
Yeah.
The polls that you were talking about with showing Arnold being 17 or 10 points ahead, whatever.
Yeah.
Are those the standard polls that are like likely voters and ones with wide margins of...
I really don't know the specifics, only that the field poll has Schwartzy ahead 44-34 over Angelides, and the Public Policy Institute of California shows Schwartzy with a huge lead of 48% to 31% by Phil.
Okay.
So I don't know how they arrived at those numbers, but there's not nobody's going in the other direction.
Okay, well, here's my comment. Usually those are likely voters, which means it's people that have voted before. And I think one thing, and I want to be an optimist, you know, so I'm thinking one thing that Phil may be able to count on a little bit is that there may be a lot of first-time voters out there, you know, that are ticked off at Bush and the way that things are going in the country right now that normally don't vote. And if they do, then that may be enough, you know. So for anybody out there that's thinking it's all over, you know, and we might as well not even bother, well, I think it is really something that they should do, because if they don't, then it really is over. You know, so they need to get out there and they need to vote.
Here's what has been reported. I don't know whether it was Dan Walters or who it was who said that the election is going to turn on a very, very narrow slice of the electorate, and that is the independent voter, the truly independent voter, not the one who leans one direction or the other. And so that's a very tiny, tiny slice of the pie. Now, that was said before we saw that Schwartzy consolidated so much of his base, and Phil has consolidated so little of his base. Phil's consolidated base, and I don't know how they arrive at those numbers, is estimated to be in the 60% range. Arnold's supposed to have consolidated about 85% of his base.
Let me give you an example. For instance, if you look at Placer County, you know, there are probably a lot of people out there that are ticked off at what Doolittle's done that are going to be out there voting this time that otherwise wouldn't and maybe haven't in the past. So they would have been missed in those polls. You know, if enough of them get out there, and if that happens enough around the state, then those polls could be dead wrong.
Let me play.
To point that out.
All right, I hope you're right about that. And let me play devil's advocate too. When it comes to voting for your candidate, to what extent is voting for a winner part of the psychology of seducing you out of your vote? In other words, since all the media is saying, and since Schwartzy is so far ahead in the polling. People who want to vote for a winner, and he is a celebrity, and he is an incumbent, and he wears a lot of makeup, all of those things, to what extent does that play into the psychology of getting people to vote for you? In other words, people want to be associated with winners, even if they are Democrats.
Well, these days, I hate to say it, but I think the public usually doesn't remember things longer than about a week. You know, the news cycle is roughly around a couple of days.
No, the news cycle is 2 seconds now. It used to be...
Yeah.
I mean, everything is instantaneous now with the internet and with cable.
Maybe Phil still has a few tricks up his sleeves. He's been known to do things before that are fairly surprising to everyone, you know. So he may still have some things he's going to come up with right before the election, which would be the most opportune time to do it.
Well, we are praying for that very thing to happen, Mike, and we're praying for them to kickstart and really use the resources that they have available to them. I thank you very much for your thoughts.
Okay, keep fighting.
Okay, we're fighting. We're fighting complacency. We are fighting. Thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620. What is the word? I can't, you know, now it's just sort of flown out of my, that word where you're, oh, inertia. That's what we're fighting. We're fighting complacency. We're fighting inertia. And guess what, girls? We're fighting fat, too. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
And we're fighting silliness along Southbound 99. I'll tell you what, you people, we need to slow down just a little bit over there when it comes to that right-hand side. Southbound 99, I'm seriously, every single day, we have a 2-, 3-, and 4-car crash. So today, the same westbound Madison Avenue in Auburn, Southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, northbound Cap City Freeway, northbound 99 just north of Mack Road, and eastbound 20, it looks like by Broad Street there's a vehicle in the roadway. That's stopping traffic down into SAC. Enid Live continues. We're at 79 here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Do you drink?
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you got all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Attention, Northern.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
I think that's a Schwartzy theme song. He's romancing us, trying to get our seduce us out of our underpants and our votes. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Did anybody see, what was it called? I want to say Moonglow. Wasn't that it? With Cher and Olympia Dukakis. I bet I saw that movie about 8,000 times. I never got tired of it. I can barely see a movie. Moonstruck, is it? Moonstruck. Okay, Moonstruck. It was a wonderful movie, and that was the music. Where is Dean Martin is like, he's singing in heaven now, maybe, and it was from the, 50s or so? 349-1320-866-626-1320. We're talking politics. You know, there's that new show on called, Ugly Betty. So you think that could be like, and I haven't seen it, but it has gotten some pretty decent reviews. Ugly Betty. Do you think that could describe maybe the Angelita campaign? He doesn't have Arnold's telegenicness, but I think Phil is cute. But he could be like the Ugly Betty. We were hoping that the narrative there would be he would be the nerd, the smart nerd who would kick sand into the eyeballs of the big muscle man who has never read a book that didn't have muscle pictures in it. What are your thoughts? 349-1320, Joe in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Enid, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
I'm enjoying your subject here.
Thank you.
I've called you before on this, I think, but I agree with you 100% that the voters are being again seduced by this gentleman. We were seduced last time, a lot of people were anyway, when he bribed the voters with his car license tax cuts. He wasn't going to triple the tax cuts on the car licenses, and unfortunately, a lot of communities suffered by that because that money goes toward fire and police protection. So everybody gained a couple of bucks, but we're suffering in the long term for it.
Well, that's, you know, it's, how different is this from the old days we all learned in history or in government, whenever they taught it, a chicken in every pot, remember that?
I am old enough to remember that. I still have some of that chicken.
Well, don't eat it. It's worse than the spinach. You know, that was Willie Nelson's line, in case you didn't hear it. He got busted for having a bag of weed, and he said he was lucky it wasn't a bag of spinach or he'd be dead. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dave and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Dave, are you Dave in Lodi? Is that the same Dave?
Well, I don't know, but you're the only Dave up on my... But yeah, you probably were in Sac, but by the time we got to you, you're now in Lodi.
Yeah, Lodi. Okay, well, one comment on your Ugly Betty comment that describes the Angelina's campaign. Does that mean the movie Curious George describes the Bush White House?
I don't know. I never saw Curious George. But he's in, you know what, a better description is in Curious George.
Yeah, well, Curious George is about a monkey. I think we have a monkey in the White House.
You know, don't insult monkeys like that.
Okay. That's the reason why I called. I'm not paying much attention to the election and to the issues. Normally, I pay attention to the issues.
Could you really talk into your phone? I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Oh, okay.
Better.
Is that better?
A little bit better.
Okay. You know, normally I look at the candidate and the camp and the issues. This year I'm not, and especially this election in November.
Why?
I am voting strictly party line Democrat because I want to send a message to Washington that the Republicans aren't doing the job. And the only way of doing that is by strictly voting party line.
Would you have voted? Are you typically a Democratic voter or are you a Republican voter?
Yeah, no, I'm typically a Democratic voter. You know, but I do pay attention a little more to the issues. This election, I'm not paying attention to the issues. My decision was made a year or two back because of the White House. You know what? I do not want to vote for anybody Republican. And, you know, what scares me the most is the Christian right. And they're trying to control the country through the Republican Party, and that frightens me. And so I'm not even looking at the issues. And I've always looked at the issues.
Well, I think the reason you haven't looked at the issues is you've already made a decision, and you made a blanket decision. You're just going to vote the whole Democratic ticket, and you don't need to. Worry your pretty head about the specifics. Just kidding. The specifics of the of, but it never hurts to be up to speed on the specifics. But I think also what you're saying is you are so disgusted that you've had it.
I'm disgusted. I just think that this administration, this Bush administration, is so ugly, it's so nasty that I've made a decision that I'm going to send all the way down to the school board, local school board election. I'm going to look at whether or not the person who is running for a school board is a Democrat or Republican. And if they're Republican, they're not getting my vote. I want to send a very, very strong message to Washington.
Well, you know what? I saw something, I have to say, in looking over the candidates, the slate of candidates. There's a candidate running in Roseville, I think, for the city council. And I think she's tried about 5 times before. And it sounds to me like people ought to vote for her. I'll get her name. But it sounds like she's a pretty interesting. She's just come up against this whole power structure, and she just keeps going after them. Do you ever listen to those city council meetings? Do you ever look at them on cable?
No, they're so dry.
Some of them are kind of interesting. Sometimes they're so mesmerizing you can't peel your eyeballs away from them. If I'm not mistaken, I might have seen her somewhere. On one of those cable channels, and if it's the same person, she was pretty on the issue, so very interesting. All right, so you're saying you're just disgusted, Dave?
I'm disgusted. I'm voting strictly party line, and normally I don't do that. Normally I look at the candidates, and I generally vote Democratic, but this year I don't care who the candidate is. If they have a D behind their name, they're getting my vote. Just to send a message, and I hope there are more.
I wonder if there. Well, we'll put it out there. I thank you for the call. I wonder if there are other people who feel as you do. Thanks very much, Dave. Are there others of you who just said, look, you know, I've had it this year. Normally, I immerse myself in the issues. I immerse myself in every race. I always want to vote for the best candidate for the race. We are also more polarized than we have ever been. That's part of it. And that's been a deliberate strategy. What did Abraham Lincoln, I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, the famous quote, a house divided against itself cannot stand, a house divided cannot stand, or I've paraphrased it a little bit badly. It was more elegantly tender than that. And to win votes on a short-term basis, what we have is in politics is the whole idea of the wedge issue, which is exactly designed to pit us apart, to wedge us apart. And in a time when we are facing the worst challenges, we have faced the most daunting challenges, challenges of terrorism and things like that in this country, you don't want to be divided for the short-term gain of one party or another. We need to come together or this country is toast. It won't be toast right away. That's the thing. It'll be like a Potemkin village. It'll look like, oh, our structures are all in place. But, you know, the debt service exceeds what we are bringing in investment income. You know, we start being like a third world country. And then one day, you know, we think we still have a country standing. And then one day it all just kind of crumbles into rubble. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West and find out what's going on out there. Lisa.
Woo! There's always something going on in Sacramento, as I mention on a daily basis with the traffic. North Cap City Freeway just past Arden Way. We do have a two-car crash there, slowing things down there on the Capital City Freeway.
Three-car crash at eastbound Florin Road en route to northbound 99. Westbound Madison and Auburn, we have a two-car crash there stopping traffic. Northbound 99 at Mack Road, just north of Mack Road, we have a two-car crash. Southbound 99, just north of eastbound 47th, it looks like there's two crashes there. One three-car, one two-car, and that's slowing traffic down, too. Enid Live continues. We're at 79 at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Right now.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz
and Nisa Davis Hayden
from the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
It now,
349-1320. Enid Goldstein here with you. This is the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, and I have just gotten some interesting information that I want to share with you. We've been talking about politics. It's been pretty vibrant discussion, and we've been talking about Angelese. We've been talking about Doolittle and so on, and I just got this, and that is that the governor, Arne Schwartzy, was just asked by a KABC reporter, and that would be Los Angeles, if he supports the war in Iraq. do you support the war in Iraq? Which, where has anybody been to ask that question? Why hasn't Phil been asking it? The reasons the U.S. went to Iraq...
Sacramento's Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick.
On this measure, the ayes are 65, the nays are 34. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The president may have on his desk by tomorrow legislation that outlines how terror detainees should be treated. Correspondent Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill, where the Senate just voted on the measure a short time ago.
The Senate followed the House in approving a bill giving the Bush administration sweeping powers to detain, interrogate, and conduct military trials for suspected terrorists. Though he had to make some concessions to a handful of Senate Republicans, the president, for the most part, got what he wanted and what New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici says the country needs.
We must use every tool at our disposal to fight that war, not just some, but all.
But one civil liberties group complains Congress is giving President Bush the power of kings to lock people up without charge and without access to the courts. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Iraq today, more than 20 people were killed and more than 40 other bodies discovered. Many had been tortured. The Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, who was also purportedly heard on an audio tape, urging nuclear scientists to join his holy war. Iraqi officials said today they're sealing off the capital. Vehicles will have to pass through checkpoints to make their way in. We still don't know much about the gunman who took hostages at a Bailey, Colorado high school yesterday, only that he was a loner named Dwayne Morrison. Sophomore Bill Twyford was one of the first to see Morrison wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
I just saw him and I was like, I'm staying away from him. He's weird.
Officials again today defended their decision to move in with concussion grenades. SWAT officers said they could hear screaming inside. Morrison sexually assaulted some of his female hostages before killing 16-year-old Emily Keys and then himself. There is a massive manhunt underway in Lakeland, Florida for the man who shot two deputies. One of them later died.
It all started with a simple traffic stop and no driver's license and failure to identify himself appropriately.
That's Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. That's when a chase began. Public Information Officer Donna Woods picks up the story.
Both deputies ran into the wooded area after the suspect. Deputies and a canine were shot during the exchange.
Authorities have warned residents to lock themselves in their homes. Several schools were also locked down today. NASA announced today that for the first time in 4 years, they'll attempt to launch a shuttle at night. The Discovery may blast off on December 7th. The Dow soared into record territory briefly today, above 11,722. It closed lower, but the news is still good, as Trish Regan reports.
Investors are hopeful that we're really seeing what they call a soft landing in the economy. In other words, things are not quite as bad as some had feared. There were a lot of concerns about the housing market and what that might do to the stock market. And from the way things appear, it looks like we are getting that soft landing.
The Dow finished the day at 11,718. The Nasdaq was up 6 points. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
We all knew she was successful, but just how much money does Madonna bring in? CBS News reporter Vicky Barker in London looked it up.
The UK edition of the Guinness Book of World Records names Madonna as the highest paid female singer on the planet. She made $50 million in 2004. That ends the 5-year reign of Britney Spears in the top earning slot. Among the other new record holders, Massachusetts teenager Aaron Studham with the world's highest hair, a 24-inch Mohican, and 64-year-old Utah resident Lee Redmond made the book for boasting the world's longest fingernails, 24 feet and 7 inches. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An Indiana inmate serving life for molesting and murdering a 10-year-old girl named Katie has been isolated from the general prison population for his own safety. Authorities say another inmate likely tattooed the prisoner's forehead with the words, Katie's Revenge. The photo later appeared on a web blog. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
At AAA, sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to hour three of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays, Monday through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Tomorrow we are going to be joined by Biba Caggiano, who'll be live with us in studio. Her restaurant, Biba, is probably the finest restaurant in Sacramento. I think the place is just wonderful. I have only had fabulous meals there. She has a new book, Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities. So she will be with us, instructing us on how to live with a certain grace and elegance and good taste in the kitchen, in the palate, and otherwise. And maybe we'll even learn how to cook. In a couple of weeks, Elaine Petrocelli will be joining us. And she owns and runs one of the finest independent bookstores in the country. It's called Book Passage. in Corte Madera, and there's a branch of it in the Ferry Building in San Francisco. And we'll be looking at what to read for fall, some fall reading ideas, and introduction to authors. In case, you know, sometimes you walk into a bookstore and you're hungry for something, but you don't know what you're hungry for, and you're tired of the same old, and you'd like to read something new and encounter a new author or a new series on something, and I have found her taste to be just wonderful. Well, here it is. I mean, this is the big news. The Washington Post is reporting. Everybody's reporting it. You've heard it on Randy. You've heard all over Air America. And if you are just joining us, we have been talking about Phil. We've been talking about Arnold. We've been talking about Doolittle because there are new developments there. And I'd like to add this to the conversation, and that is that the Senate has narrowly rejected the detainee bill provision. The Senate today narrowly rejected a measure that would have allowed suspected terrorists to challenge their detention in federal court as the Senate moved closer to passing a White House-backed bill to authorize special military tribunals for detainees held at Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere. In a key vote on an amendment sponsored by Senator Arlen Specter, who is a Republican, and Senator Patrick Leahy, who is a Democrat, the Senate voted 51 to 48, so it was pretty close, against deleting from the bill provision that rules out habeas corpus petitions for foreigners held in the war on terrorism. The one Democrat who voted for who voted against it, who voted with the Bush administration, was Ben Nelson of Nebraska. So he voted no on the Specter bill. The whole issue revolves around habeas corpus and why habeas corpus is so important. Habeas corpus is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. It allows people to challenge in court the legality of their detention, essentially meaning that they cannot be held indefinitely without charge or without trial. And now it can happen that they are. You could be picked up. There are a lot of people at Guantanamo who didn't belong there. Somebody ratted them out. There were mistakes made. Somebody had a vendetta against somebody. And so they said, this guy's a terrorist. And so here he finds himself in Guantanamo, his life completely altered. So you could have a certain amount of that. And this is an administration. I really want to point this out. This is an administration that really has not gotten any of the real terrorists. They've gotten a few people here and there. I don't think they've gotten them through surveillance of Americans, domestic surveillance. I think they've probably gotten them through tips, the whole London bombing thing, which one high up in England in the intelligence services thinks is a bunch of smoke and mirrors, but assuming that there's some truth to it, that all came through tips. That didn't come through surveilling Americans. And what they want to do now, since they don't have the skills to really catch people, they want to torture them. I mean, I can't believe that this country is talking about the fine-tuning the nuances of us torturing. And one form of torture here is this providing no habeas corpus. Now, those of you who are attorneys, I would like to hear from you on why this is so important. And so here, let me continue. So habeas corpus, which is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution, allows people to challenge in court the legality of their detention. It means that they cannot be held indefinitely without charge or trial. The issue was one of the most contentious in the bill, the Military Commissions Act of 2006. The proposed legislation authorizes the president to establish military commissions for the trial of alien, unlawful, enemy combatants engaged in hostilities against the U.S. for violations of the law of war, and other offenses. It would also set parameters for interrogating terrorism suspects. Arlen Specter, who has been described as a moderate, said that denying habeas corpus to detainees would be unconstitutional. Opponents of his amendment argue that the U.S. is under no obligation to allow enemy combatants access to federal courts in a time of war, and that doing so would harm the military's effort to wage a war on terrorism. You know, this is a war that's never going to have an end. This is a war without end. A nearly identical version of the overall bill passed the House yesterday by a vote of 253 to 168, so it's now passed the Senate, handing President Bush a victory. In the vote on the Specter-Leahy Amendment, 43 Democrats and one independent were joined by four Republicans in the unsuccessful effort to include the provision. So what they were going to do is, in the Arlen Specter Patrick Leahy version, and remember Patrick Leahy was the recipient of a Dick Cheney flipping, Dick Cheney flipped him the bird, you know, verbally, told him to go you-know-what himself. Anyway, four Republican senators who voted with the Democrats, most of the Democrats on this, included Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, Gordon Smith of Oregon, John Sununu of New Hampshire, and Ben Nelson was the lone Democrat who voted against it. Not voting, was Senator Olympia Snowe, Republican of Maine. Molly Ivins writes about this. She says this is not a national security issue. This is about torturing helpless human beings without any proof that they are our enemies. Perhaps this could be considered if we knew the administration would use the power with enormous care and thoughtfulness. But of the over 700 prisoners sent to Gitmo, only 10 have ever been formally charged with anything. Among other things, this bill is a CYA, cover your behind, for torture of the innocent that has already taken place. Death by torture by Americans was first reported in 2003 in a New York Times article. This is Molly Ivins writing. The military had announced the prisoner died of a heart attack, but when the reporter saw the death certificate written in English and issued by the military, it said the cause of death was homicide. The heart attack, the quote heart attack, came after he'd been beaten so often on his legs that they had basically been pulpified, according to the coroner. The story of why and how it took the New York Times so long to print this information is in the current edition of the Columbia Journalism Review. The press in general, Molly Ivins writes, has been late and slow in reporting torture, so very few Americans have any idea how far it has spread. As is often true in hierarchical top-down institutions, the orders get passed on what I call the downward communications exaggeration spiral. For example, on a newspaper, a top editor might remark casually, "Let's give the new mayor a chance to see what he can do before we start attacking him." This gets passed on as, "Don't touch the mayor unless he really screws up." And it ultimately arrives at the reporter level as, quote, "We can't say anything negative about the mayor." You know, it's that old game of telephone. You know, you start out by saying something, and by the time you finish the chain, the final version bears very little resemblance to the original version. The version of the detainee bill now in the Senate not only undoes much of the McCain-Warner-Graham work, but it actually is much worse than the administration's first proposal. In one change, the original compromise language said that a suspect had the right to, quote, examine and respond to all evidence used against him. The three senators said the clause was necessary to avoid secret trials. The bill has now dropped the word examine and left only you can respond to the evidence again, but you may not be able to examine the evidence against you. Suppose you were hauled in and you never get to examine the evidence against you. You can only respond to what they say they have. In another change, a clause said that evidence obtained outside the U.S. could be admitted in court even if it had been gathered without a search warrant. But the bill now drops the words outside the U.S., which means prosecutors can ignore American legal standards on warrants. The bill also expands the definition of an unlawful enemy combatant to cover anyone who has, quote, purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the U.S. This could be a citizen, presumably. Quick, define purposely and materially, she writes. One person has already been charged with aiding terrorists because, listen to this, he sold a satellite TV package that includes the Hezbollah network. Got that part? So the definition of an unlawful enemy combatant covers anyone who has purposefully and materially supported hostilities against the U.S. One person has already been charged with aiding terrorists because he sold a satellite TV package that includes the Hezbollah network. The bill simply removes a suspect's right to challenge his detention in court. This is a rule of law, Molly Ivins is writing, that goes back to the Magna Carta in 1215. That pretty much leaves the barn door open. As one Soviet dissident wrote, an intelligence service free to torture soon degenerates into a playground for sadists. Vladimir Bukovsky, the Soviet dissident, once wrote, an intelligence service free to torture soon, quote, degenerates into a playground for sadists, end quote. but not unbridled sadism. You will be relieved that the compromise took out the words permitting interrogation involving, quote, severe pain, and subtitle, quote, serious pain, which is defined as bodily injury that involves extreme physical pain. In July of 2003, George Bush said in a speech, the U.S. is committed to worldwide elimination of torture, and we are leading this fight by example. Freedom from torture is an inalienable human right, George Bush said in July of 2003. Yet torture continues to be practiced around the world by rogue regimes whose cruel methods match their determination to crush the human spirit. Fellow citizens, Molly Ivins writes, this bill throws out legal and moral restraints as the president deems it necessary. These are fundamental principles of basic decency as well as law. I would like those supporting this evil bill to spare me one affliction. Do not, please, pretend to be shocked by the consequences of this legislation. And do not pretend to be shocked when the world begins comparing us to the Nazis. What do you think about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You had three senators who held out. And they thought they had a compromise with the White House, but an hour after the compromise was reached, the White House started to try to wiggle its way out of that compromise, and it has. And this version is even more draconian. And who are we if we are condoning and practicing torture? What have we become as a nation? What are we as a democracy? What has happened to us? Torture is something that you do when you don't have anything else, when you have no other solution. These are people who couldn't catch a cold if it was right under their nose, and so what they will do is torture. And we are really one of the main recipients. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Huey in Sac. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320.
I am sick about the torture bill. The thing that I think people lose sight of is that all of these torture techniques are drawn from techniques of the Soviet Union and the Khmer Rouge and all of these countries where torture is not used to gather evidence. It's used to induce confessions that are then used at show trials. This was the old Stalinist technique, and now we're adopting them here in this country, and it just makes me ill.
Well, what about the idea of no habeas corpus? You can detain somebody forever because the war on terror is never going to end. You never have to let them know what the facts are, why they're detained, and they don't really have any kind of way to get themselves out of what could be permanent jail. And it may be that they have done nothing wrong. Of the 700 people at Gitmo, only 10 of them were ever tried for anything.
Well, you mark my words, there is going to be a, quote, error, just like the poor man from Canada, who is going to be taken into custody and tortured, and it's going to happen again and again and again.
You can't get, even if you suspended all morality, anything that you get out of a torture confession is, you have to discount it. I mean, people say anything to stop the torture.
And it's not intended to have reliability. That's the point. When the Stalinists tortured people, you read history, they had no intention of gathering evidence. Those were show trial techniques so that the beaten down person who was going to be shot would stand up and confess, and then they'd shoot him. And their use, we're taking show trial forced confession techniques and dressing it up as evidence gathering, and it's shameful. And it makes me grieve for this country that I love so much.
Well, the terrorists of 9/11 tried to take us down, and you know, without their help, we're doing a very fine job of it. Huey, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, Jeff in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Boy, I couldn't agree more with Molly Ivins.
Tell me what your point is. This is an amazing development here.
It's been nothing but a depressing day thinking about this, and this is what America has come to. It's just utterly shocking. And I hope Americans take notice of all the guys in the House who voted for this I hope they pay attention and vote these people out. They're not American.
I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Denny Hastert says, hey, Democrats who oppose this bill voted in favor of rights for more terrorists and that the terrorists would be coddled if the Democrats had their way. Nancy Pelosi says that Hastert is just pathetic for saying things like that. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Looking pretty good. 522 southbound 99. A little slow there, but still back up to about 55 miles per hour. Southbound I-5 just past J Street. We have a two-car crash there. It looks like Garden Highway is just really backed up. A three-car crash there, and when you come off to by Arco Arena, it stopped up there doing about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Coming back, Madison Avenue on I-80, we do have a two-car crash in downtown next to the Capitol. I guess it's just really stopped up. I had a phone call on that as well. Enid Live continues. We're at 79 at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
They're slinging mud. We're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
To protect your...
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at apapa.org. That address again is apapa.org.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Washington Post reporting the Senate today passed a bill backed by the White House that sets the rules for interrogating and prosecuting detainees in the war on terrorism, allowing the CIA to continue a formerly secret program to extract information from key suspected terrorists and establishing special military tribunals to try them. And essentially, it doesn't provide for habeas corpus. And there are a lot of diplomats, I mean a whole bunch, have signed petitions saying that this is what we can expect. Let me see if I have this correct, but we can expect that we will be treated this way, essentially. This provision rules out habeas corpus petitions for foreigners held in the war on terrorism. In other words, you can never know what you're really charged with. There's no way for you to fight back. The writ of habeas corpus, which is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution, allows people to challenge in court the legality of their detention, essentially meaning that they cannot be held indefinitely or without charge or trial. But that is exactly what is going to go on here. And it means that we are going to be open for this kind of treatment as well by anybody who plucks us out of whatever situation we're in. Hi, my friend Mark emails, how ironic the U.S. government proposing legislation that legalizes certain types of torture when in Iraq the U.S. supports the prosecution of Saddam Hussein and other former Iraqi officials for torturing and murdering Iraqi citizens. The proposed U.S. torture legislation is in direct conflict with the Geneva Conventions and basic humane treatment. What have we become? What have we become? How is this right? If you're an attorney, talk to me about habeas corpus and why it's a foundation of our legal system. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. There is a new book by Bob Woodward, State of Denial. This is the third in a series of books documenting the inner workings of the Bush administration, for which in the other two books he has gone through many pairs of knee pads as he sucked up to the administration big time to get the kind of access and, made them look so heroic. In this book, Here's what he's alleging. He's saying that Dickey, Bush, is covering up the extent of violence against U.S. troops in Iraq. According to Bob Woodward of the Washington Post, insurgent attacks against coalition troops occur, on average, every 15 minutes. A shocking fact the administration has kept secret. It's getting to the point now where there are 800-900 attacks a week. That is more than 100 a day. That is for an hour attacking our forces. Can I give you that again? The insurgent attacks against coalition troops occur on average every 15 minutes. A shocking fact that the administration has kept secret. It's getting to the point now where there are 800-900 attacks a week. That's more than 100 a day. For an hour. Insurgent attacks against our forces, says Woodward. Intelligence shows, says Bob Woodward, that Iraq violence is going to worsen in 2007. The situation is getting much worse, says Woodward, despite what the White House and the Pentagon are saying in public. The truth is that the assessment by intelligence experts is that next year, 2007, is going to get worse. And in public, you have the president and you have the Pentagon saying, oh, no, things are going to get better. You know, you remember this crew, remember? Oh, we're going to have mushroom clouds. Oh, they're weapons of mass destruction. Oh, you know, it's going to get better. They just lie. And then when you call them on it, they say you're wrong. What's the new word? First, it's like they're test driving words, that you were an appeaser if you're a Democrat and you want to get out. Cut and run still stays. But you were an appeaser. Well, they've dropped that. Now you are an obstructionist. Now you're an obstructionist. They're trying to find the right language. So they're test driving all these words to see what will finally stick. Bush will not support withdrawing from Iran under any from Iraq under any circumstances. Bob Woodward writes that President Bush is absolutely certain that he has the U.S. and Iraq on the right course. Well, what do you expect from a man who says God is speaking to him through his hairdryer? Well, he thinks he's right. So certain is the president on this matter that he is absolutely on the right course with U.S. He has the U.S. and Iraq on the right course. He is so certain on this matter that Bob Woodward says when President Bush had key Republicans to the White House to discuss Iraq, he told them, quote, I will not withdraw even if Laura and Barney, that's his dog, who might do a better job of running the government than he, are the only ones who support me. I'm not going to withdraw, even if Laura and Barney are the only ones supporting me. Bob Woodward also notes that the president and vice president often meet with, and are you ready for this, button up your seatbelts, click your seatbelts into place, and slow down your breathing so you don't crash into any car around you. They are regularly meeting with Henry Kissinger, who was Nixon's Secretary of State, and he has become a sort of unofficial advisor. Now, what is Kissinger's advice in Iraq? He declared very simply, victory is the only meaningful exit strategy. So it becomes fascinating that Kissinger is on board as an advisor, kind of trying to, I suppose, reclaim his reputation. Because fighting the Vietnam War again, as we are sort of doing in Iraq, Kissinger believes that, a little sneeze came into play. He believes that the problem in Vietnam was that we lost our will. So if only we can maintain our will, we're going to prevail in Iraq. Do you want to comment on this? These people are delusional. And what are we laughing at? We are in their thrall. They control our future. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. So here are the highlights of what Bob Woodward is writing in his new book, State of Denial. That the insurgent attacks occur on average every 15 minutes against our troops, more than 100 a day, four an hour. Intelligence tells us that the Iraq violence is going to worsen in 2007. Bush is not going to withdraw from Iraq under any conditions. And you know what? That might be a plus for the Democrats if they can get themselves, bestir themselves into some action plan that might be the road to, that might actually put them on the road to success. Henry Kissinger regularly advises Bush and Cheney. Victory, he used to say, about Vietnam was the only meaningful exit strategy. And he believes the problem in Vietnam was that we lost our will. How are you going to extract victory out of this? How can you, there's no way you're going to find victory in this situation in Iraq. 349-1320-866-620-6120. By the way, when our governor was asked by KABC reporter in Los Angeles, KABC is Los Angeles, I'm assuming it took place in Los Angeles, where he stood on the war in Iraq, he finessed the question, just so you know that. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Traffic looking all right. Doing it 536. Eastbound 50 just east of 16th Street. We have a vehicle in the roadway. It looks like we've got some animals in the roadway over there at Auburn Boulevard and Garfield Avenue. I'm not sure, but it looks like stopping traffic. And we have emergency vehicles on scene there. Bradshaw and Kiefer Boulevard. It looks like a three-car crash over there. Emergency vehicles are blocking traffic. And Florin Road, just west of Stockton Boulevard, we have a three-car crash. Enid Live continues 79 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Lord, you've all been waiting for the world-famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. Hey, can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Talk to Enid now.
We can't have
you
talking that way. It
frightens the children. 349-1320. 540 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, Mondays through Fridays, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a number of things. We're talking about Iraq. We're talking about new information that Bob Woodward is sharing, and it's, of course, it's tied to the release of his new book, State of Denial. He has been so sucky to this administration. It's just amazing. Well, now that he can see the tea leaves, he can read the tea leaves, and he can see things aren't going their way, now he's become more critical. Otherwise, he couldn't kiss their behinds enough. But what he is saying is that Bush is covering up the extent of violence against U.S. troops in Iraq. that it's like 100 incidents a day. It's like 4 an hour. Intelligence tells us that the violence is going to worsen in 2007. Henry Kissinger has been in advice. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. And the administration is willing to lie and say things are better. Things are not better, and they're not going to get better. They're only going to get worse. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. And you can forget about habeas corpus for anybody who is suspected of being a terrorist. And it could be a domestic. It might not be someone who's foreign-born. There was a guy who was brought in as a terrorist because he sold a satellite package that happened to include the Hezbollah channel. Chuck and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Chuck. Hi, Chuck, are you there?
Jack is here.
Oh, Jack, all right, sorry, we misheard your name. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, you know, Henry Kissinger being an advisor is perfect. One war criminal advising another war criminal. So it fits like a glove.
You got that right.
Now, I have to say, I'm at the forefront of the baby boomers. And I was raised in an America that had just won World War II and was the beacon, the shining hill, the shining city on the hill that Reagan always used to blather about.
Right.
Now what are we? The dingy slum that creates Hitlers and Stalins, and now we have our own homegrown version?
You know, I'll tell you what, if we were skilled, we wouldn't even have to think about torture. This is people who don't know how to do anything, so they're going to torture, and torture doesn't even work. Forget the morality of it. It simply does not work.
But the American people allowing this to happen is just a huge, huge black mark on our...
Well, what is it? And I'll tell you what, it makes all of us sitting ducks, because if we're doing this to people, people will do this to us.
But where are the adults in this country? Where are the academic leaders? Where are the business leaders? Where are the people to stand up and say, this is not who we are?
That is the question. And if they're not standing up to say, this is not who we are, and they are so disengaged in the process that they can barely bestir themselves from an episode of Ugly Betty to find out what the issues are, then what does that say about who we have become?
It says we're doomed. I mean, he's stolen the future for the kids of this country. We're in such debt now, and we're going to be stuck there for as far as the eye can see. He can't have our soul, but he's taken it, and we're letting him have it.
Well, there you go. It takes two to tango here, and that is exactly what's going on. I really thank you for the call. Good points. 349-1320 Jones in Butte County. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jones.
Hey, what's going on, Enid?
Lots. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you know, I got to tell you this. I was around in the 60s. I'm wondering why aren't, like the lab guy just said, why aren't we in the street? But like you had mentioned a few days ago, with five entities owning all the media, we've all been convinced that if we say anything against the president, we're naysayers or not patriotic.
Well, you listen, Jones. You know, you can listen to AM 1320, and you're not getting people who are the usual conservatives kissing the behinds of this administration. You're getting the best truth that we can bring you here. It isn't bringing people out in the street in Sacramento within the sound of our signal.
Well, no, I don't mean us. I mean, most people think or don't realize how bad it's really gone. You know what I'm saying? They just don't see it.
No, I think they don't see it. And part of the reason they don't see it is if you're you know, all you have to do for the metaphor here is look at Newsweek magazine. For the domestic, for the international editions of Newsweek this week, it was, we've lost Afghanistan. On the domestic issue, the cover story wasn't, we've lost Afghanistan. The cover story became Annie Leibovitz, a celebrity photographer in her life and times.
You know,
what does that tell you about what they know appeals to an American audience? We don't care. We don't want to know it. The coverage of Iraq has gone down quite substantially.
Well, I tell you what, there's only one way to keep the military there. I'm an ex-military person. I know we need to bring back the draft. And as soon as that happens, people are going to hit the street. Right now, he's barely able to keep the lid on with the privatized torturers and the privatized contractors doing combat. But as soon as the lid flies off,
You know what? So, Jones, what you're really saying is we're going to leave it to our 18-year-olds. We're going to leave it to our students to do the thing that we are unwilling to do for ourselves. That's what you're really saying. It's the only thing that will get anybody in the street with the possibility that they can't go shopping. They're going to have to go to war instead. That's really what you're saying, and it is a terrible, and I'm not saying you're wrong, it's a terrible indictment of us as a nation and what we have become, how soft we have become, how disengaged we have become, how we think it's all going to, you know, trundle on. We're going to have this endless prosperity, and we're not going to have it. The standard of living is going to change pretty radically, I think, and probably it won't take that long for it to happen.
Oh, you look for when Bush leaves, things are going to hit the fan bad. I guarantee you. It's not going to be a pretty situation after he gets out of office.
Well, I thank you. I think you're probably right, and it's sort of like a smart bomb waiting for the next person who comes into office, because he will have left a mess that I don't know if anybody can fix. I thank you for the call. 349-1320 opens up a line, 866-620-61320. Ken in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Enid. Well, okay, so habeas corpus is gone. There's going to be a succession of events that are going to happen that are going to lead up to the real fall of the states. This is the first one. Second one will be is when the Miranda rights are eventually pulled, because that's up for the Supreme Court to look at again this coming season. And then you have
this coming term, they're looking at Miranda rights again?
Oh, yeah, they're looking at Miranda rights again. They were supposed to do something about this last year, but because there was such a massive turnover, a lot of things got put onto the docket for next year. Miranda rights are one of them. It has to do with a case down in Miami. I don't remember exactly what. But let's keep in mind also that Halliburton just finished building the first of its 6 detention centers, the first one opening up in Texas last week. At what point do we begin to put the pieces together and think, well, wow, they're taking habeas corpus away. They're gutting the First and Fourth Amendments.
We can't. We grew up with it being easy. This is a generation that has grown up with no World War II.
Right.
And with no depression.
Right.
And with no a contrast for how it might be in a worse way. It has been prosperous. We were talking the other night at dinner. There are students now who go into these law firms, and they have perfect scores on their LSATs. I mean, perfect score. I mean, we're raising a nation of people who are taller and fitter and giants and smarter, and they get these perfect scores. And they haven't had to. They haven't had the same pushback that I think earlier generations, the same obstacles and challenges that earlier generations have had to deal with and encounter. It's been rosy and prosperous since the end of World War II, essentially.
It's cultural evolution. I mean, you can compare it to a species that's hit a cul-de-sac in its evolution. Design, it eventually begins to destabilize, fall back, and go extinct.
Well, I liken it to the rich and loose heirs of a large fortune.
Okay.
You know, there was somebody who made that money, who was smart and who was industrious and worked hard, and then all the ne'er-do-well descendants finally get to the point where they can't, you know, they can barely do the remote control, and they squander their inheritance.
Well,
and I think that's what we have become.
Yes, and then those companies fall apart, and you can take it to a larger analogy, the country's falling apart. You know me, man. I keep pushing this Morris Berman book on everybody's
I know it,
days.
And I had him on. And give us the title of it again, Twilight of Empire or something?
No, it's the Final Phase of Empire, Dark Ages America. This book maps it out, guys. You want to see what the next 150 years are going to look like? It's in this book, man. And it is not pretty.
No, it's
America
not pretty.
America either revolts or leave the country. Those are your two choices.
Ken, I thank you very much for the call.
Thanks.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. A little breezy. I just stepped outside, though. Our humidity, I mean, I said that it was 79, and it is, but it doesn't feel like it. It feels a little bit warmer. Tomorrow high is right around 89. Our traffic, a couple of accidents. Looks like hit and runs involving then three-car crashes. Florin Road. Let's see, Florin Road just west of Stockton Boulevard. Eastbound 50 just west of Stockton Boulevard right there. Northbound I-5 north of Richards Boulevard. And eastbound 50 just east of northbound Cap City Freeway. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
At Mattress Disc.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Talk to Enid now.
We can't have him talking that way.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320. Are you telling your friends? I hope you're telling 3 to 5 people every single day. And people are telling me that they're seeing our billboards up, our poster boards. I have not yet seen one of them. So if you've spotted them, let me know. Maybe I drive too restricted maybe I live too restricted a life where I don't, I'm not on the routes where they are, but I know we have tons and tons of them around. I just haven't been paying attention. But if you've seen our 1320 poster boards, I'd like to hear from you and tell us where the locations are. There has been, unless there's a dramatic late September surge in coverage, the big three nightly newscasts, and we're talking about ABC, CBS, and NBC, the network newscasts, will end the month of September having a grand total of 40 minutes to Iraq, or less than 15% of their airtime. So, I think this is just amazing. The to count the number of A1, and that's the A section front page, Iraq-related stories published between September 1 and September 21, the Boston Globe, 0. The Charlotte Observer, 3. Hartford Courant, 0. Houston Chronicle, 0. Miami Herald, 6. New York Times, 12. San Diego Union-Tribune, 0. And the Seattle Times, 1. But that dramatic figure that the big three nightly newscasts, ABC, NBC, CBS, the network news, unless something happens, but up until about September the 21st, they will have ended the month having devoted a total of all three of them combined, 40 minutes to Iraq, to the coverage of Iraq. So when we talk about how come nobody's in the streets protesting, because we want to, if unless there's a draft imposed, and we leave it to 18-year-olds to do the work that we as adults are unwilling to do, nobody wants to hear about it. We are living our lives. You know, you go to work, you've got things to deal with. It takes two salaries to do what one used to. Everybody comes home, they're tired, they got to get dinner on the table, which they're mostly not doing anyway. People are buying meals ready to eat. People are bringing in takeout. People are stopping at these commercial kitchens and pretending to make things that look like they're slightly homemade, that laid near something that was slightly homemade once, maybe. And one of the first things that goes is community life. So the fact that torture is becoming part of the American fabric, I guess, and that means that we are so unskilled that we have to
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This bill is another offensive strike against terrorism.
And the president will likely have the legislation by tomorrow. The Senate late today approved a bill on the treatment of terror detainees. Democratic Senator Harry Reid still doesn't like it.
This bill authorizes a vast expansion of the president's power to detain people, even United States citizens, indefinitely and without charge.
But in the end, the measure passed, 65-34. That measure will create military commissions to prosecute terror suspects, and the president's allowed to decide what interrogation techniques can be used. Authorities in Bailey, Colorado, released a few more details today about the hostage standoff at a high school yesterday, but not much is known about Dwayne Morrison, who killed a 16-year-old student and then himself. CBS News correspondent Lee Frank has been covering this story.
What's now known about the suicide gunman does not seem
seemed to explain his actions. He had been arrested years ago for larceny, possessing marijuana, and for making harassing phone calls. A couple months ago, he was briefly jailed for missing a court hearing. The stepmother of 53-year-old Dwayne Morrison says she doesn't know of him having any trouble before.
Authorities say Morrison sexually assaulted some of the six female hostages, and they may have been methodically selected.
We also have a report that a male high school student was approached by a suspect yesterday prior to the shooting and asked about the identity of a list of female students.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wegener. A huge manhunt's been underway today in Lakeland, Florida, after a man shot two deputies during a traffic stop. One later died. While they search for him, police have warned residents to stay in their homes. After days of bad news, some optimism from firefighters in Ventura County, California, doing battle with that massive day fire. Captain Barry Parker.
The weather's been in our favor for the last 2 days. That's a good thing. So we have made a lot of forward progress. The crews on the top of the fire have been able to go direct for 2 days in a row to be able to establish a perimeter around some of these hot spots that have flared up.
The fires burned very close to some homes. It's the fifth largest wildfire in the state's history. Dallas police now say the case of Cowboys receiver Terrell Owens was an accidental overdose, not attempted suicide by prescription medication. The 911 call Owens' publicist made Tuesday night was also released.
Hi, I need an ambulance, please, immediately. I think he took too many pills. Please. Now, I'm trying. What do I do if the pills are down the throat?
Hey, what's your phone number? We're already on the way now.
Oh,
what's your phone number?
Oh, God.
Okay, is he still breathing?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the way there, man.
Thank you.
Owens was back at practice today. He says he became groggy after taking pain medication for a broken hand. On Wall Street today, the Dow briefly ventured into record territory and then finished the day at 11,718, up 29 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Bill Lester, driver of the number 23 Waste Management NASCAR Nextel Cup car, and this is my team. Actually, I'm backed by 30,000 waste management drivers, and we're looking for even more people who are ready to make a difference. So if you're geared up for a career that's going places, call Waste Management at 877-220-JOBS. Go ahead and call.
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green, think Waste Management. Call 877-220-JOBS today.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
More tales of how the reconstruction work in Iraq is costing U.S. taxpayers a lot of money and not always producing results. Here's correspondent Howard Arenstein.
Inspector General Stuart Bowen calls it a disaster. Reconstruction left the Baghdad Police Academy with leaking sewage and water raining from ceilings.
They didn't have fittings. They just cut pipes, cemented them together, and then finished the floor, and they burst.
Members of Congress, like Democrat Tom Lantos of California, also blame the Army Corps of Engineers.
Failure to engage in supervision, proper management practices, boggles the mind.
And the wallet, $75 million down the drain. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
In Iraq today, 20 people were killed and more than 40 bodies were discovered, and authorities have announced that they will soon seal off the capital of Baghdad with checkpoints around the city. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Tonight. Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after six. Welcome to hour four of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation at 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. I am getting a slew of emails from many of you because some bulk email is going out. Why are we running Doolittle ads, deep Doolittle ads on our air. So because you're apparently not fulfilling your homework assignment of listening to Enid Live as often as you should, because if you miss a little, you miss a lot, we are running the Doolittle ads because the FCC requires us to do that. If you accept political advertising from one campaign, you've got to accept it from all campaigns. You can't discriminate. So that's why we are running, and we're very surprised that they want to run their ads on our air. But we have found out that the reason that they are running their ads on our air is that they are running ads on all stations that have accepted Doolittle, or that have accepted Charlie Brown ads, Charlie Brown commercials. So that's why we are so lucky, such lucky recipients of the deep Doolittle advertising. And, of course, if they want to waggle their money in our faces, we're happy to take it. And that finances more of the good and vibrant and honest and progressive talk radio that you've come to expect on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. But I think the Doolittle ads are as much about, they mentioned Charlie Brown as much as they mentioned Doolittle. So I think it shows that he's scared. I think that campaign is running scared. I think this is the first serious challenge Doolittle has probably ever had. And I think it's just delicious. And I think Charlie Brown's got a great shot at winning. So help him. However you can, roll up your sleeves. It doesn't matter whether you're in the district or you're not. It would make one more Democrat in a position, put another Democrat in a position to launch an investigation into this administration. We have talked about Doolittle. We have talked about Charlie Brown. We've talked about the fact that if you've been invited to the George Bush reception on behalf, the luncheon on behalf of Doolittle, it's going to cost you $2,000. I think it entitles you to a guest, but I'm not entirely sure. Maybe it's $4,000 if you bring a guest. And you have to RSVP to the missus, and she collects 15% into the family coffers of any contribution you give. So just be aware of that. If you're a Republican, I just wonder if you have changed your mind about Doolittle. If you voted for him previously, we've had a couple calls from people who said they voted for Doolittle previously and now they are going to vote for Charlie Brown. Is there anybody listening to me right now who is in that camp? 349-1320, 866-620-6120. Are there some of you listening who are absolutely going to vote for Doolittle no matter what? There's new information out about Abramoff. He is the sleazy, oily person that Doolittle was so friendly with. And it seemed like every time Doolittle did a favor for Abramoff, ka-ching, ka-ching, the cash register rung and rung and more money into the Doolittle coffers. Money, 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 money. It's just like the Maloofs, money, 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 money. A congressional report due out tomorrow is expected to show that now convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff and his associates had far more extensive contacts with the White House than President Bush's staff ever acknowledged. Well, what a surprise. God, I'm so surprised about that. I never even, you know, they're so honest. And, if you can't take their word to the bank, what can you do? Remember now, the White House knows that according to intelligence estimates, and this is in Bob Woodward's new book, they know that things are going to get worse in Iraq next year, but they're saying things are going to be better. This is the same administration that brought you a war based on lies. This is the same administration that wants to sell you torture. This is the same administration that believes you're asleep at the wheel. And so far, there is no evidence to contradict this administration. This administration knows it can spin it because it's brilliant at it. This administration knows that in the matter of, say, an issue like global warming or any other issue, they can just say, well, you know, the jury's still out. There's evidence that refutes evolution. There's evidence that refutes global warming. There's evidence that refutes cancer being caused by cigarette smoking. There's all this evidence, and we have evidence of weapons of mass destruction. We have the evidence that torture works. We have the evidence that to suspend habeas corpus is just the perkiest thing to do, and we will catch terrorists this way. Well, they haven't caught any too many terrorists. They want to surveil us. They really want to take us down the way want to finish the work that terrorists began in 9/11. So here we have a congressional report due out tomorrow, expected to show that now convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff, convicted and disgraced lobbyist, and his associates like Grover Norquist, had far more extensive contacts with the White House than President Bush's staff has ever acknowledged. The report from the Republican-led House Government Affairs Committee will state that Abramoff had as many has 450 contacts with the White House, and prime among his lobbying targets was former White House political director Ken Mellman and Bush's advisor Karl Rove. Wow, that Karl Rove was one of his lobbying targets, and that Ken Mellman was also one of his lobbying targets. And, you know, every time you see Ken Mellman on TV, you know what he reminds me of? That phrase that Hunter Thompson used to use about Hubert Humphrey. He says he looks like a municipal puff adder. Well, that's what Mellman looks like to me. Anyway, Mellman is now the chairman of the RNC Republican National Committee, which issued the statement saying that in his capacity as political director of the White House, it is not unusual that Mr. Mellman would be in contact with supporters who had an interest in administration policy. The investigation is based on a detailed examination of the billing records and the emails the committee received from Abramoff and his associates, which indicated far more extensive contacts than investigators were led to believe in the past between the lobbyists and both the White House and the Republican National Committee. So all of these crooks and thieves were in bed with each other. Abramoff was certainly in bed with Doolittle. Doolittle, who doesn't want to talk about is why he didn't serve in Vietnam, may be forced to do that, may be forced to answer the charges. And by the way, here's two things I haven't seen in the coverage of the Doolittle-Charlie Brown race. I have not seen very much. I think there was one little mention of it. But I have not seen very much about the polling, Charlie Brown polling, that tells us that Doolittle and Charlie Brown are in a statistical dead heat with each other. Nor have I seen anything at all, really, about the information that John Poswell was able to develop on why Doolittle didn't go to Vietnam, how he ran away to Argentina allegedly as a missionary, and how he refused to show up for his induction physical. And by not showing up, he would have been declared 1A, which meant you were ripe to be sent over to Vietnam. The judge has delayed a prison term again for Abramoff. A judge agreed today to put off prison for disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff and a former business partner, but the delays were shorter than what lawyers on both sides sought. Federal prosecutors and defense lawyers had jointly requested delays of 90 days beyond Monday's scheduled prison surrender date so Abramoff can continue to cooperate in a Washington corruption investigation, and Adam Kadan can provide more information about the gangland-style murder of former Sun Cruise Casinos owner Konstantinos Boulis. U.S. District Court judge reluctantly agreed to let Abramoff remain free until November 15 and Adam Kadan until October 23rd. I don't feel good about this, said the judge. My main concern is there comes a time when people have to pay the piper, so to speak, and I think that time has come. Abramoff and Kadan were each sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison after they pleaded guilty to charges of concocting a fake wire transfer to close a deal in 2000 to buy Sun Cruise Casinos from Boulis, who was shot down during the following year. So, there has already been one 90-day delay from Abramoff and Kadan, and now another delay, not as long as Abramoff had hoped. Hundreds of contacts between top White House officials and former lobbyist Jack Abramoff and associates raise serious questions about the legality and actions of those officials. This according to a draft bipartisan report prepared by the House Government Reform Committee. It's a 95-page report in which White House officials reviewed Wednesday evening but has yet to be formally approved by the panel, singled out two of President Bush's top lieutenants, Karl Rove and Ken Mellman, as having been offered expensive meals and exclusive tickets to premier sporting events and concerts by Jack Abramoff and his associates. In total, the committee was able to document 485 contacts between the White House officials and Abramoff and his lobbying team at the firm Greenberg Taurig from January 2001 to March 2004, with 82 of those contacts occurring in Rove's office, including 10 with Rove personally. The panel also said that Abramoff billed his clients nearly $25,000 for meals and drinks with these officials during that period. What are your thoughts about that? If you're a Republican listening, a conservative listening, does this change your opinion at all about the current administration, the corruptness of the current administration? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've also been talking about Daniel Weintraub's column in today's Sacramento Bee. It's sort of now or never for Phil Angelides. And where has he been? And we've had a lot of anecdotal evidence from many of you, some of you involved in Phil's campaign, who say that things have changed around campaign headquarters. Things have gotten more vague. One of you who says he lives in the neighborhood says, used to see the lights on till past midnight, and now it's dark at 8 o'clock, nobody in the parking lot, etc. So what is that telling us? On the other hand, right before showtime, before we got underway at 3 o'clock, we had a phone call in the control room, and it was Bill Clinton. Oh, hi, Enid. How are you? I was just in the neighborhood. No, it's a recorded message. And some of you have called in to say you've also gotten these recorded messages. Bill Clinton, recorded message asking you to vote for Phil Angelides. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. We're also talking about the suspension of habeas corpus to anyone who's thought to be a terrorist. This is a hideous idea. And if you are an attorney, I would really love to hear from you, because I think you could give us a better explanation of habeas corpus than the one that I have. I am not an attorney, even though I was once engaged to an attorney. I could pretend I'm an attorney, but anyhow. We are also talking about torture. Nancy Pelosi has said about Denny Hastert that he's a desperate man, and the reason she has is that he issued a statement singling Nancy Pelosi out, claiming that the same terrorists who plan to harm innocent Americans and their freedom worldwide would be coddled if we followed the Democrat plan. So we are obstructionists. They're trying to fine-tune the language and get the right language that will resonate. First we were appeasers, now we're obstructionists. But how do you say that these people calling us names are liars, cheats, corrupt? I mean, help me think of some language that really, really nails it and really resonates with people. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And when Arnold was asked about his position on Iraq, and I wish Angelides would really make this, you know, pointed question at the debate, and I hope you're planning to listen and watch the debate. It's on a Saturday night, the worst possible timing, 6 o'clock, October the 7th at Sac State. And I plan to be there one way or another. I think I'm credentialed to cover it. But I think they're up against not only Lawrence Welk or whatever else is on Saturday nights, but also, which is not much because I don't think it's a high viewing night, but maybe I'm wrong about that. It's up against the baseball playoffs. Anyway, on Thursday, the governor, Arnie, refused to give a straight answer about the war in Iraq. He was asked by KABC reporter John North if, quote, he supports the war in Iraq, the reasons the U.S. went to Iraq, and the president's reasons for the U.S. staying in Iraq. What did Arnie reply? He said, I support fighting the war on terror, and I support our soldiers. But he really wouldn't talk about the war in Iraq. 349-1320. Eric in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Enid. I'd just like to say, shame on us as the public by not demanding more of our leaders. We're expecting to be told what to think by the advertising. Like, well, you know, Angelides' campaign isn't doing more to be out there in front. You know, we should be leading the charge, not them.
Well, okay. I mean, that sounds good, but have you ever heard of a term called marketing? You know, everything is branded. They're going to sell you. There are techniques for selling you things. And this is what campaigns have mastered, and this is what campaigns are about. They are about marketing.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be about marketing.
Well, it shouldn't be about marketing, but it's about marketing.
Public involvement.
Well, it should be about public involvement. But, all right, let me ask you, what is your public involvement?
I'm volunteering for Bill Durson's campaign.
Okay.
I've done the graphics for his campaign.
Good.
I show up at events. I've given a lot of money.
Good. Then you are an exemplary citizen. Good for you. We are applauding you. This is really good. And I understand that Max Cleland is going to be visiting the Durston campaign to endorse Bill Durston. Is that true?
It's true. And in fact, it's kind of a fun contrast between Max Cleland and John McCain showing up for Dan Lundgren because, you know, John McCain's and Dan Lundgren's positions on torture could not be more different. And yet McCain
was tortured.
Showed up for Lundgren, and Max Cleland, being who he is, showed up for is going to be showing up for Bill Durston.
Well, you know, so McCain, who got screwed by the Bush administration and then has supported Bush, and is however we can respect his war service and his imprisonment and his service to this country, when it comes down to it, is a Republican, and he's going to support another Republican, even if it's of the likes of the low likes of Dan Lundgren.
Well, to me, it's more of a craven, a desire for power. He's, I mean, when Bush actually.
Well, didn't he kiss the? Didn't he kiss?
Carolina,
yeah.
He rolled over. He hugged Bush. I mean, if someone smeared my family that way, I'd punch him in the mouth.
Well, he was smeared by the Bush campaign, and he rolled over, and he couldn't wait to kiss the behind of, who was it, Jerry Falwell?
He showed up at Bob Hope University.
Or Bob Jones, Bob Hope University. Well, Bob Hope is a better choice because the place is, I think, a joke.
There you go.
All right. But here it is. Senator Max Cleland is going to be a special guest at the Durston. Where is this? The event is Friday, October 6th, in the morning of October 7th, to meet Bill Max Cleland, who's going to be a special guest at Durston for Congress events in Rancho Cordova and South Sac Elk Grove area, according to the information I received. So as it gets closer, let us know.
Yeah, and here's the irony is that Max Cleland, who left three limbs in Vietnam, his service, according to Republicans, is not good enough.
No, he was painted as undemocratic. That's why I say to you, Eric, it's all about marketing. It's not about the truth. It's about marketing. Because if it were about the truth, I don't know if you could find anyone more democratic or patriotic than somebody like Max Cleland. And I thank you for the call. 349-1320, John in Alberta. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Oh, hi, Enid. Yeah, I was in the city today. I went to the rally at Sacramento City College for Phil Angelides.
Okay.
I'm a supporter of his, of course. And his stance to help bring home our National Guard and pretty much stand up to this administration's use of our forces and our money, since we seem to be financing quite a bit of this, it was covered. I just saw the blurb on Evening News. And
okay, so he got some traction then. Good.
He got about two sentences worth.
Well,
and
they're only going to spend
the. He was anti-constitutional. That was their rebuttal. So we've become a cynical bunch. The Democrats, of course, we are. The GOPedia puts a new meaning to every word we say, and they just go for it.
Well, they do go for it, and unfortunately, they have a really slick machine, and you've got veterans of Rove and Cheney who are running Arnold's campaign, and boy, they are really at the top of their game. I have to hand that to them. I thank you for the call, John. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we do have a traffic hazard at Main Avenue and Sunset Avenue, stopping traffic, causing a major traffic jam, and we have a saddled horse over there. Someone must have lost what they were doing. That's a little bit, I don't know, the Dale Evans comment that Enid always makes every now and again.
Is this a horse of a different color?
You know what? I'm pretty sure, excluding the fact that it's on Main and Sunset Avenue.
it could be running for office as a Republican. But
you know what? That's not such a bad idea, actually.
Which end of that horse? Never mind. It's speaking. Never mind.
And his tail's flapping around because the flies can't stop. All right. Anyway, tonight, lows 59. Tomorrow, highs 88. We're at 79. And Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your ass. New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on.
not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me, it's tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.com. We need your support.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:29 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320. Well, this just in. This is the kind of news we need. This is the kind of news Americans are interested in. World exclusive. Anna Nicole Smith weds Howard K. Stern, and you heard it here first, or maybe second. It's her longtime attorney. He's now admitted to being the father of her child, and he says that he is in love with her, and they just got married in the Bahamas, and I'm sure that Larry King Live is going to devote some of his broadcast to this, because this is what we want in this country. We don't want to know about what's going on. We don't want to know that things are terrible and they're getting worse. Who wants to know about that? We want to go shopping. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that some Republicans actually want Republicans to lose. Can you believe that? We'll be talking about that. Don and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Welcome.
I just had to swallow something weird on meds, but I...
Oh, I thought it was possibly the Republican Party line, but go ahead.
Oh, that is always there. It's hard to swallow it. Just a while ago, you were mentioning a word, looking for a word. If any of you out there have a word, you said, and I wrote down this description, avaricious lifetime membership. I believe that's what the Republicans, the business types, not that everyone's bad who's in business, but seem to be wanting to belong to that no matter
what. Wait. Now, Don, are you the person who coined when Sacramento is on this crime wave of the highest homicide rate that it's had in a while? Did you coin the name Sacramento?
Yes, I did.
I thought that was you.
Yeah.
That was very good. You know, I've been using that all over the place.
You have?
Yes, I have. All right, so what's in the latest coinage that
we
have here?
Well, a word I couldn't think of, but I wrote down a definition trying to think of the word you were looking for, and I just thought avaricious. But that's too...
But people, a lot of people who don't know what words mean anymore don't know what that means.
No, but a lot...
How about greedy?
It's the ultimate greed. It's a relentless greed. It is relentless. No matter what, no matter blood, sweat, tears, whatever, they will seek that. And they, of course, all hang out together because they have the same makeup.
Well, here's the thing, and we haven't really talked about this much since I have been back to Sacramento, but I started out life as a writer. So writing and words, you know, somebody once said, cut them and they bleed. They're not freely interchangeable. And I haven't yet dispatched the grammar police because things have gotten so bad. Where would we start? But I'm going to have to impose this because somebody's got to set some standards. Nobody can spell anymore. But the reason we're talking about words and language now is that the Republicans have been so good at spin, the cut and run. They are trying to find the right word to describe Democrats as coddling the enemy. And so the word first was appeasers, and that didn't fly, because it turns out that Rumsfeld and Cheney were appeasers themselves in previous lives. And so now they're trying obstructionist, which I don't think is going to work either. It's too abstract.
I think they're trying to go colloquial, or whatever. I can't pronounce that word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, colloquial.
Local lingo. And they're trying to appeal to mostly people who might vote, but who don't know much about words. So they pick something like a name calling.
Well, I think they're voting. Their base is not the brightest, but they are populist, and they are credulous, and they believe this administration, and whatever the administration says, they pretty much believe them. But I like Sacramento, and I think you're on the right road with greedy. But we've got to figure out. We've got to take it farther.
Yeah, I can't think of the word, but there's one there.
Okay.
I have to just get more peed off.
Thank you, Don.
Okay.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. There are some Republicans who want the Republicans to lose in this coming election. Isn't that amazing? Because some of them are really conservatives, real conservatives, and they think that the party has gone adrift, and they think that that it's a kind of backlash. They think that Democrats ought to have it for a while. Three factors are driving the conservative backlash against Republican-led Congress. Fiscal hawks are furious about the growth of the federal government. Conservative lawyers are upset that Congress allowed Bush to claim expansive powers to eavesdrop on American citizens and detain suspected militants without trial. And others say that the war in Iraq is a costly diversion from the war on terror. So these are Republicans and conservatives who are going to, for the first time in their lives, they are going to vote Democratic. I think that's amazing. The Supreme Court is going to be examining the role of your credit rating on the rate of insurance premiums that you pay. Many of you are not aware of it, but many of you are. Your insurance premiums are very often determined by your credit rating. Now, why one would have anything to do with the other is a question that is apparently going to be considered by the Supreme Court. And not a moment too soon, the Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether insurance companies must tell consumers that their low credit scores resulted in higher rates for coverage. So it's not about your accident rate. Sometimes it's about where you live, your zip code, and other times it's about your credit score. So that sometimes if you have, I think when they find out that you have a bad credit score, they jack up your insurance rates. Yeah, you know, here's what everything, you just reduce everything in this country, and what do you have? You just have money, 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 money. That's all that anybody cares about. Even medicine, money, 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 money. The Maloofs in the arena for sure, money, 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 money. Well, here's a new survey. The state is, we are first, California is first in the number of the richest people living here. But what number do you think we are in terms of charitable giving? We're number one in terms of wealth. California is packed with wealthy people, but when it comes to charitable giving, we are cheapskates. We are a state of cheapskates, and this is according to a study by a nonprofit philanthropic research association. The state has 407,000 households. California has 407,000 households with income of $200,000 or more in adjusted gross income. This is presumably annual income. It's according to a review of IRS data for tax years 1999 to 2004. That means that the nation's most populous state also accounts for the largest number of wealthy households, New York, with 231,000 households in that income bracket, and Florida has 157,000 households in the 200,000-plus category per year households. So we have in California almost double what New York has. We have 407,000 households in California with an income of adjusted gross income of $200,000 or more in California. So we're number one in wealth, but we're only number 21 in charitable giving. California ranks 21st among states for actual gifts per wealthy filer as a percentage of assets. Affluent Californians donated an average of $19,000 per household, which is 0.74% of their investment assets and 3.24% of their adjusted gross income. Using the percentage of assets as a measure corrects for cost of living differences. In Utah, which is not the most wealthy state, but the most generous state, gifts per wealthy filer averaged $38,000 and came to 1.63% of assets and 7.4% of adjusted gross. Well, now, you know, a lot of Mormons are living in Utah, and they believe in tithing to the church, and the tithing is, 10%? They tithe 10% of their incomes to the LDS church. Wealthy people in Oklahoma, Nebraska, Minnesota, so good, solid Midwestern states, and Georgia were the next most generous. When people budget for charitable giving, ought to consider their assets, not just their income, according to this organization. If wealthy Californians were as generous as affluent households in the most charitable five states, California giving would increase by almost $4 billion. So we are the richest state in America, but we're only 21st in terms of generosity. Did anybody want to concoct a theory out of that? You know how I close the broadcast every night? And I say, do something generous, which I don't think anybody even listens to anymore. I think it's just becoming like wallpaper. Maybe I won't say that anymore. You know, Katie Couric is advertising for what she should say when she closes her broadcast. Since I'm not able to see her broadcast, since I'm on the air the same time she is, I don't know if she's settled on something or she hasn't. Dan Rather used to say courage, courage. Walter Cronkite used to say that's the way things are or something like that. And I always say do something generous. Think of a way that you can be of service. Because here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that I always like what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, and I'm going to paraphrase this badly and probably misstate it somewhat, but what I took away from what he said is that we all have unique gifts. part of what we're doing in this life is figuring out what our gifts are. And if we could figure it out in the first 5 minutes of our life, what would we do for the next 85 years? We wouldn't have anything to do. So part of the life journey is to figure things out. Well, we have pills for that now. Nobody ever has to be depressed because we have pills for everything now. But I think that one of the good things that we are all here to do is to do for each other and to make things better. So if you are in a situation, make something better. Is the restroom or the communal kitchen where you work a slime pit? You know, wipe it around a little. Pick up something if there's some litter on the ground. You know, clean up a drawer. Clean up a relationship. Have things gotten a little ragged and jagged between you and somebody? Fix that if you can. Make it better. If everybody does that, I really think we have a ripple effect going. But maybe, you know, call me my naive if you like. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight near 58. Highs coming up tomorrow, 89. We're at, 68 now? I must step outside. No idea, it was getting a little chilly. A couple of traffic hazards and 3-car crashes along the road. 2-car at, it looks like, Ridgeview Drive at Sapphire. That's stopping traffic. Honestly, though, southbound Cap City Freeway just north of P Street is our only true collision here where we drive a lot. Even 50 and the Octopus looking pretty good. 641, Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth according to Enid. Call her now at 349-1320. Want to get to the next
sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast?
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate. It's a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to sacramentovalleyconservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
Local and left, it's Enid
David Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
To be that good, it must be taxing. There's no such thing as satisfaction. You're making things happen while I'm relaxing like a Sunday afternoon. My dad used to tell me I was lazy. I got dance moves like Patrick Swayze. I'm the leftover turkey for the world's mayonnaise. The star next to the moon.
6:45 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday on AM 1320 as we dash into the arms of the weekend. We're talking about the usual things that we're talking about, lots of different things that we're talking about. The state is the richest in the country, our state, California, the most populous and the wealthiest, but we're only number 21 in charitable giving. What does that say about us here? Are we not, you know, a kind of shriveled sense of community, a shriveled sense of responsibility? We don't want to help each other. I really think, and the more I am on this earth, I really think friendship, doing for each other, is such a balm. I mean, I think that if you are rich in friends, you are very rich indeed. And even when things are terrible and there's nothing to be done about it, let's say you go to the doctor and you get bad news, or things are not going well in certain parts of your life at work or your love life, or just talking to somebody can make a huge difference. Having friends is really wonderful. And it requires a kind of generosity. Friendship requires generosity. We've lost, I think, a sense of you know, everybody's emailing each other. I once thought, after a trip to New York, when there were zillions of people on sidewalks and it was too many people, I really thought that we are toxic to each other in large numbers. I think that there's some energy we give off. Sometimes people don't have to say anything, but if you're in the presence of somebody, there's an energy that's given off that can be healing. And by the same time, it can also be toxic, too. But everybody emailing each other, we're just more and more distant from each other. Emailing each other filled with misspellings. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320, Mark in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just watching Channel 3, and Charlie Brown was on there talking with Doug Osi about Doolittle, and I guess he had knowledge of forced slavery and abortions, and they had all this documentation, and it was just...
Was it Lois and Dave's show?
Pardon me?
Was it Lois Hart and Dave Walker?
Yes.
Oh, okay. They're good friends, and so they had them both live in the studio.
Yeah, they were live, kind of on the inset of the television, and then Lois and they were kind of off to the side, so they had all three of them.
Okay. And so who did they have? OC, they had Charlie, and who else?
Lois and
Dave. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Charlie Brown just, you know, was very cool and calm and said his piece, and then Doug Osi kept trying to defend Doolittle, and then they said, well, you know, Lois and what's the other guy's name?
Dave. It's her husband.
Dave, I'm sorry. Yeah, they kept saying, well, yeah, but this has been documented. We have film. We have letters that have been certified. How does he respond to that?
In other words, all the sex slavery, the forced abortions, et cetera, on the Mariana Islands, right?
Right.
Okay, so then what did OC say? Did he ever get tongue-tied, or did he deliver a smooth performance?
Well, he just stuttered along. You could see he was very upset because, well, first he started talking about how Doolittle got money from the government to help Highway 80, and then they were saying, well, yeah, but that's not what we're talking about right now. And then he said, well, they should have, you know, that needs to be investigated. And Charlie Brown said, this is being investigated. This has gone to Congress. So he just looked like a fool. And he just kept saying, forced abortion and slavery. Oh, this is just poppycock. You know, and it was like, he looked like...
Well, because he had no defense, so he had to say, this is nonsense.
Exactly.
All right,
so
but
I just thought I'd tell you. I thought it was pretty interesting, and Charlie Brown handled himself extremely well. I'm pretty impressed by him, especially after seeing him on television.
Oh, great! All right, so he did a really good job.
All right.
Oh, good, good. We're delighted to hear that. Thank you very much, Mark, for the report. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that nice to know that he did very well? Actually, we were all at dinner on Saturday night, and I don't know if it was widely known that that Charlie and Deep Doo Doo Doolittle are in a statistical dead heat. I'm not so sure that was so known at the table. So I'm really glad to know that that he was on with Lois and Dave. That's really a good thing. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. It's good that he did so well too. There is a marriage gap that could sway the election. House districts. This is very interesting. I didn't realize this, but House districts that are held by Republicans are full of married people. Democratic districts are stacked with people who have never married. Do you want to make a comment about this? That Republican districts are filled with married people, whereas a lot of Democratic districts are filled with people who've never gotten married. Republicans control 49 of the 50 districts with the highest rates of married people. Democrats represent all 50 districts that have the highest rates of adults who have never married. What does this tell you about the difference between Republicans and Democrats? I mean, what theory could we concoct just on the basis of this statistic? That if you're married, are you more likely to become a Republican? And if you're not married, are you more likely to become a Democrat? But for some reason, being a Democrat appeals more to people who are not married. So here's the statistic. Republicans control 49 of the 50 districts with the highest rates of married people. Democrats represent all 50 districts that have the highest rates of adults who have never married. Does it mean that those of us who have never been married, and let's see, in all-girl radio here, where the girls are women and the men are glad of it, none of us have ever been married here. Well, that's because one of us is in high school. Well, she better not have been married yet. But the rest of us have only just slightly out of high school. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. You know what it means? Maybe it means that if you've never been married, you have a greater appetite for adventure. You don't need to have so much security. That's the thing they say about conservatives. They need more security. You know, things have to be black and white. But people who are more adventurous, maybe they're Democrats. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with the not married Lisa West.
You know, I am actually not, I never really have thought about it. I'm a mom.
Well, yes, but they don't necessarily go together anymore. Well,
no, they don't. I mean, I'm kind of chicken. You know, that's a whole hour-long issue that we could talk about.
Well, that could be a year-long issue.
Seriously, you know, I just, but I don't know if this is really Republican or Democrat of me, but I'd like to meet someone who, you know, is a set for life, and, you know, I can hang on to that. That'd be kind of nice.
And there you have it, an audio personnel, personals from Melissa West. Well, the temperature I see is getting hotter and hotter. What is
Woo! It just went up to 69 or so, I'll tell you that. We might see a little lower than that tonight, though, 59. We're at 79, and our traffic's looking pretty good here at 652. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:56 on the Thursday edition of Mina Live as we wrap it up. And if you wondered how your congressperson voted for torture, I can tell you that Doolittle voted for the torture bill, and so did Lundgren. So remember that when you're voting, when torture them by voting them out of office, too. Why not? Dan in Colfax, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, you know, I saw a statistic about a year ago where it said that people declared their party on a 4-to-1 ratio or in the military and or fought in war. It was a ratio of 4-to-1 Democrats to Republicans.
If you've been in the military, or you fought in war, you were more likely to vote Democratic?
You're more likely to be a Democrat.
Really?
And you know, that sort of explains a lot. We might be soft on torture, but we seem to be able to go and defend our country. And one of the other things too is you know, that's why we have, you know, draft dodgers for war profiteers, this group of...
Chicken hawks, fakers, posturers, poseurs, liars, thieves, corruptors. We need to make a list. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that statistic. One story we didn't get to, and I'm sorry we didn't, but, boy, it's a fascinating story. It is...